Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. High school football is on the air. It's time to kick things off with the pregame show. Let's go to the stadium and join Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Linmar Stadium here on the north side of Marion and high school football for week number 3 of the season as we get ready for a Metro 4A non-district battle, as it will be the Linmar Lions taking on the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And welcome in Scott Unash alongside John Hegarty. Jeff Moss will join us coming up from the sidelines here in just a little bit as they honor the class, state tennis champions from last year down on the field for Chris Wunderham and the Linmar Lions. And we may talk with Coach Wunderham coming up at the halftime break here tonight. And John, 2-0-2 teams going at it, but that doesn't tell the entire story. Two very hungry teams. At least as far as Jefferson is concerned, they came very close to getting Chris Busing's first win last week. Fell in double overtime to Muscatine, while Linmar fell to Kennedy in week number 2. And one of these teams going to walk away with a victory, a much-needed victory tonight.
I like that word, hungry, because both teams are, in fact, going to come out here and play, I think, with their motion shown for everybody to see tonight, Scott. And I think it's going to produce a spirited game. We should have a lot of fun calling this.
Interesting side of the lights to this game. You've got Chris Busing looking for his first win. And, oh, by the way, Chris Busing used to be on the same staff as Paul James.
That's right.
Cedar Rapids, Washington.
That's right. Chris was one of the defensive coordinator assistants along with Mo Blue. And so, yeah, Chris Busing, he understands Paul James' offense, to be sure.
Absolutely. One injury note to talk about here, and for Cedar Rapids Jefferson, they are going to be with backup quarterback Jackson Snyder tonight. The 6'5 senior is going to be stepping in for Jake Coyle, who was injured at the end of that Muscatine game, and that of course went into double overtime with Muscatine prevailing 40-37. But Snyder is going to get the start, first one of his career. Terrific athlete, like we said, 6'4, 6'5 out there. Came in at the end of that Muscatine game, and the Jayhawk offense didn't really miss a beat with him, so we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, I think what's going to be interesting is how Linmar chooses defensively to attack Jefferson, knowing that. Remember that Snyder did not play football last year. So for him to come out for Chris Busing's first year as a varsity coach at Jefferson, him to step into the starting role tonight, I got to think that Linmar is going to send the dogs after him and try and put him as much pressure as they can on him, discombobulate him, get him out of a rhythm. And if you're Jefferson, if you're Coach Busing, you want to get some plays that can be successful for Snyder right away.
Two teams that are hungry, as we mentioned, and two teams that do not want to fall to 0-3. Every game counts, like we've been talking about all through the season. So you go to 0-3, yeah, you're fine as far as if you win the district, but if you don't, you may be in some dire water.
Yeah, nobody wants to start 0-3. District or non-district or otherwise. And I can tell you that as I've thought about this game this week, Scott, the common denominator for you and I is that we've watched them both play Kennedy. Both teams gave up a bunch of turnovers to Kennedy and made Kennedy's job a lot easier for them. Not trying to take anything away from the Cougars. They're an outstanding team. But I think the team tonight that eliminates the turnovers gives themselves a hand up in trying to win this game.
We had a chance to talk with both coaches here tonight. We're going to start things off with Linmar head coach Paul James and get his thoughts on the Lions going up against the Jayhawks here tonight. Back in the pregame, getting ready for Linmar and Jefferson. Head coach Paul James of the Lions joining me. And Paul, a lot of self-inflicted wounds last week in that week 2 game, wasn't there?
Yeah, there were. We had 3 turnovers that really hurt us at inopportune times, but you know, we had other things that whether it's missed assignment or a penalty or things like that, dropped footballs, we had about 8 of those. So hopefully we'll get that shored up and be in the right frame of mind tonight.
I thought your quarterback Orr did a really good job, and like I said, he had to drop last week.
week, or his been a lot trickier.
That's right, and with what Kennedy did defensively, he had some quick reads to make, and virtually, with maybe one exception or two, you know, he was right on top of it. So that was really good to see for a young quarterback to do that. And you know, we just defensively, I thought we played pretty good football for being outmanned up front. You know, Kennedy's so big across the front, and our guys did a real good job defensively. You know, they were put in some tough positions by our offense.
You went a lot of four wide last week. Mixing up a little bit more tonight?
Yeah, it was a certain amount because of what Kennedy presented us defensively, that we felt we could spread them out and throw the ball. And we feel that we've got that capability tonight, too, but we'll probably also run a little bit of our eyes tonight as well.
Well, obviously two teams that are pretty hungry going into this one tonight.
Definitely, you know, it's a big game for this early, just so that one of us gets on the winning track and just makes for a lot better mental attitude and spirit and, you know, practices and all those kind of things.
Home opener finally after 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's hard to believe that it took this long, but kids are looking forward to it, I think, playing in front of their friends and family and all that at home here, and you know, hopefully we'll be in good shape.
Besides one pretty major injury, how you doing right now going into week three?
Yeah, we've had a couple rolled ankles and a few bruises, you know, deep muscle bruises, but I think overall we're not doing too bad.
Probably one of those games where the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is going to come away with a win.
Yeah, that's usually how it is, and, you know, hopefully we'll be mentally sharp. We had a couple good practices this week, so hopefully that'll carry over to tonight.
And it's not raining.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
All right, best of luck to the Lions.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll be back with more coming up right after this here on KGYM.
Tune in to my new favorite TV show, Fansville, presented by Dr. Pepper, airing every Saturday throughout the college football season during the commercials. In Fansville, Dr. Pepper delivers a tour de force performance alongside legendary college football co-stars Brian Bosworth, Eddie George, and Les Miles. Critics are saying it's good, fantastic, and the best thing since Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper Cherry. Get to your local store and grab some delicious ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Back in the pregame, getting ready for Jefferson and Linmar. Head coach Chris Busing of the Jayhawks joining me. And boy, so close last week. And I think you thought you had that thing a couple times down in Muscatine.
Yeah, and I told our kids and I emphasized, you know, how close we were. And now it's about trying to change the things that we needed to finish that game, because we were right there and really should have got it done. So what could we do to finish? And just talked about playing with a total effort this week, and that's kind of what we're looking for tonight. So
yeah, especially against the Muscatine team that won last night. They're now 3-0 in the year.
Yeah, and they're and they have some good weapons, and certainly, you know, don't overlook those guys because they can move the ball. And yeah, so it's nice for us to compete and have the feeling of winning, but now let's get it done, you know. So that's kind of where everybody's at, and it's progress, but not a moral victory per se, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, offense, you got to be happy with the way they came out last week, put points on the board.
Yeah, it's nice. You always want to get a fresh start, and we didn't have the opportunity to do that against Kennedy because we didn't play clean enough. So we played a cleaner game, just still had a few mistakes that cost us and probably kept it, you know, kind of a back and forth game instead of us taking control of the game. And so we're trying to clean that up as well.
Well, one of the questions that I asked Paul was, you got two teams that are really hungry. going into this one. It usually makes for a pretty good battle.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody has that sense of urgency, and you want to get your kids a victory, and it just makes everybody, everything go better, you know. So everybody's hungry for that, and, you know, who's going to handle it better? That's what I told our team is, they're 0-2, we're 0-2, okay, we're in the same situation. Who's going to come out and handle it better and be hungry and come out here and fight to win the game, so...
Well, on the defensive side of the ball, they've shown a lot of eye. You've seen a lot of things that Paul's done in the past. You've been with Paul in the past, so what do you expect tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a lot of surprises, but they've had a lot of pass attempts in the first couple games and a lot of football without a tight end, which is not really Paul James, you know, over the years. So that tends to make you think, well, that's probably where he thinks his strength is, and we'll see a little bit of 21 with the tight end and downhill. But, you know, it's still, to me, even in a team that's going to pass a lot, it's about stopping the run. And then it's a one-dimensional game. And so if we can do that, I think we'll have a shot. And if we don't, then they could definitely move the ball on us.
Well, that's one of the big keys, obviously, to a Jayhawk win tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. Stop the run and try to control it on our side and put drives together, you know, and, you know, few yards at a time, always have the big underlining thing at the end of the day is let's play with total effort tonight, guys, you know, and leave it all out there, and if we do that, hopefully we can be successful. I think we can.
How about injury rise? Pretty good?
Just one thing, and I, you know, it happened at the end of the game, so I don't think a lot of people are aware of it, but our quarterback, starting quarterback, got dinged up last week, so he's not going to play tonight. And Jackson Snyder, who came in at the end of the game last week and did a really wonderful job, is going to take the reps to start. And we got some others if we need it. But so that's really the one thing that's an issue for us. Everybody else is banged up, nicked up, but it's going to play tonight. So
that is head coach Chris Buesing of the Jefferson Jayhawks as the Lions and the Jayhawks get ready to go at it here tonight at Linmar Stadium. And Linmar making their way out of the tunnel to our left, and the Jayhawks will be making their way out of their locker room here in just a moment. Interesting matchup tonight, John, and a lot on the line with 0-2 team, despite 0-2 teams going at it.
You know, as I listen to both of the coaches, there are underlying and what I'll call subliminal messages that they sent about what they think each other are going to do and what they hope their respective teams are able to clean up from the first weeks and execute tonight that they didn't previously. So, you know, it's going to be fun to watch. There's that chess game going on in between the minds of the two coaches.
Yeah, and new quarterback, like we mentioned, as the Jayhawks make their way out onto the field turf here at Linmar Stadium. And Jackson Snyder will get the start. We saw Marcus Orr last week for the Linmar Lions, and I thought he looked pretty good, had some drops. They got to get, I think one of the big keys to this game, we'll get your keys in for a moment, is which running attack is going to get going. You take a look at the stats of these two teams. They're both at about 235 yards a game, but Linmar's doing it via the pass. Jefferson's doing it more with the run, a little bit more as far as balance is concerned. Right now, let's join the Linmar band in our national anthem. Anthem here tonight at beautiful Linmar Stadium. Two teams need to get the running attack going, John. You got Alex Hess for Linmar Ezekiah Leggins for the Jefferson Jayhawks, and they're both off to a little bit of a slow start for their senior campaign, or the senior for Hess, junior for Leggins.
Well, the coaches won't come out and say this, Scott, but I will. Neither of them has big, beefy linemen up in front that are moving the forces on defense for them. So it's been tough getting those open holes that they can run through like they probably do in practice against their squads that, you know, the practice squad. Another thing is that you look down on the field right now, Scott, this is a huge key to this game, I think, is that Jefferson's got about 30 guys dressed. Lindmar's got about twice that many. So there's going to be a numbers game. You come in that second half, Jefferson's had problems in the fourth quarter in their first 2 weeks. That could be really a key factor tonight as well.
Captains are going to meet at the 50-yard line. We will have the coin toss coming your way. Conditions right now, 66 degrees. John, don't look, but that is the sun that tried to poke out just a moment ago. Actually, they are going to do away with the toss. We had it earlier on. Sometimes they do the mock toss. Sometimes they don't. We're not doing it tonight.
You know, not only do we have a little bit of sunshine peeking through at 7:15, but we're kicking off at 7:15.
How about that? Sophomore game, Lindmar winning it 41-0, got off to a big lead and got the victory in that one. Jayhawks in their all-white uniforms with the Columbia blue numbers, the white helmets, and Lindmar, what's it called, John?
Anthracite.
Anthracite
which
uniforms.
Is a dark gray.
It's a charcoal-type gray with red numbers and red striping and the black helmets. And we are set to go. It'll be crossed to kick it off for the Jayhawks from left to right as Jefferson will defend the north end zone here at the first quarter. We're underway, and the kick goes into the end zone, and Lindmar will have it at the 20-yard line. Your starting units tonight for Lindmar offensively, Cole Henricks, left tackle at 245 pounds and a senior. Nagisa Carolyn at left guard, 245 and a senior. Cleo Garrels, the center, 275 and a junior. Right guard Eli Gregory, a 220-pound junior. Jake Marin at right tackle, 205 and a senior. Tight end Luke Holmes, 6'2", 215 and a senior. And we will see anywhere between 2 to 5 wide receivers per offensive play for the Lions, but they're going to start things off in an I formation. Alex has 5'10", 175, and a senior. The tailback behind the junior quarterback, Marcus Orr. First down, and Orr turns, hands it off to Hess. Off tackle right, turns it up 25, gets to the 28-yard line. Gets about 8 before he was pushed back by the Jayhawk defense. Preston Thomas, the fullback, 5'9", 175-pounder. And then we'll see at wideouts, Will Zorodnik, Brandon Rouse will be out there. We'll see as well Williams and Cam Walker. Gain of 9, they're going to give him to the 29-yard line. It'll be second down and 1 upcoming here for the Lions.
Had to be fun for Paul James to call ISO on the first play of the game. One of his favorite calls of all time.
They should stop the clock momentarily. Now they get it going again. And it'll be second down and short. Again, out of the eye. Here is the counter trade. Big hole right side, 30. Hess kicks it outside, 35, and spun down as he gets to the 36-yard line. Counter trade, John.
We knew that play was going to be coming. It's been sorely missing from Lindmar's offense since Paul James took over here. But, boy, that left side guard and tackle pulled through there and opened a very big hole.
So Hess will come out of the lineup now. We'll see if the Lions go with the spread look here. Or 60. Six-footer, 195 pounds, and a junior. Cam Walker is the lone setback now as Lindmar will spread it and go with four receivers. Here is a toss to Walker trying to get to the short side, and not much. Stood up by about two or three Jayhawks after a short gain. And that will be a pickup of about 2.
My goodness. ISO, counter, tray, toss, sweep. Paul James going back to his Pat Mitchell days when he was a player for Mitch in Cedar Falls.
That was Sarsfield, actually, the young sophomore out there.
We've seen him. He's a force.
The terrific baseball player already verbally committed to play for the Hawkeyes. Gain of 1 that time, second down and 9. And off play action or to throw. Has all day. Bootlegs left, throws, sliding attempt made incomplete. Coyle on defense out there. Also, Kyron Ligon. As the pass was intended for the junior wideout, Brandon Rouse.
Well, and again, we saw this last week against Kennedy. Orr delivers the ball right where it should be, but the receiver does not have the ability to bring it in.
You have the Jefferson defense here. Madsen, left tackle. Also Peyton Smith at right tackle. We'll have to see who's playing the nose position. Of course, Luton probably lost the season for Jefferson. It looks like it is in there for the Jayhawks. Robert Dostal. Third down and 9. Wide side of the field to the left, short drop. Or here's that delayed draw up the middle to the 40, to the 45-yard line, and close to a first down. And I think they're going to give it to him for Sarsfield.
Good delay draw.
We saw that last week against Kennedy work a couple times pretty well.
Well, we did. And when you've got linebackers that you know are coming, they can run right past it, and that leaves it open to the secondary.
So Sarsfield picks up 9. And it'll be first down. Sarsfield, 5'6", 155, and a sophomore. First drive of the ball game, no score, 10:23 remaining first quarter. Lindmar at their own 46-yard line with their second first down. Hand off right to Hess, swallowed up and put down. Good defensive play there by the Jayhawks, led by Kenny Moore. More a left side linebacker, 6 foot, 205-pound junior, busted in and brought down the runner for no gain.
And Kenny Moore is one of those guys that literally never comes off the field for Jefferson, and he can keep the fluids in him by the fourth quarter, keep him from cramping up. But a little cooler night tonight than we had the first couple of weeks.
Jeff Moss on his way to the sidelines. We'll check in with him coming up in a moment. Lines will go with 4 wides. Jaden Williams coming in there. Sarsfield coming in there as well. Second down, a little more than 10. Off the fake to Hess. Back to throw Orr. Hit as he throws. Downfield to the Sorodnik. Incomplete. And a penalty flag is down. Now,
well, this could go either way.
This could go either way.
Both the receiver and the defender were kind of stiff-arming each other. It'll be interesting to see how they call this.
We'll see who got the last shove in right here. As the officials will look around, deliberate, and I think it's going to go against the Jayhawks.
Yes,
and
it will. Is. So go into Jefferson territory now with the automatic first down.
Like you said, they were going back and forth.
You know, we've seen plays like that this year, Scott, where the officials just didn't call it. I don't know if that was egregious enough either, but evidently they're a lot closer to it than I am.
We're up high at Lindmar Stadium.
Yeah, we're in the nosebleed section for sure.
9:32 to play, first quarter, no score. Lions on the move at the Jayhawk 39-yard line. Ball on the right hash mark. 3 receivers to the left and 1 to the right, or in the pistol. 1 setback. And he will run the read option, and the keeper by Orr hit right at the line of scrimmage and brought down. And that's going to be for a loss of about a yard. Coyle was there, Max Madsen was there, as well as Kyron Ligon for the Jayhawks. There was a loss of one. We've seen a lot of different varieties for Paul James here in this first drive.
Yes, he's shown a differences in formation, and he's shown a lot of different plays from the old to the new, which, you know, that's for a veteran coach like Paul. Just keeping up with the times, and that's part of the beauty of his coaching career.
Second down and 11 after the loss of 1. 1 setback in the backfield. Trip receivers to the left side. Low snap, or to throw. Off the fake. Going to wing it out to a one-handed grab by Hess out of the backfield on the wheel route. And he gets it up to about the 36 for a gain of 4 on a heck of a catch. And Fernandez on the stop that time. The corner there for the Jayhawks. Third and long coming up. Third and about 8. Clock stopped, 8:45 to play here in the first quarter.
Typically, this is where Coach James likes to run some play action and look for a tight end dragging across the middle of the field.
Or maybe 2. Thompson, Gabe Coyle, Kenny Moore, the linebackers, along with Ashton Schulte in there for Lindmar. Showing blitz, here they come from the outside, or to throw. Guns the right side, and it is caught right at the marker for a first down. Going to depend on the spot as the catch made over on the far side by Hess.
That will be signaled a first down. trip receivers to the right side, which was the wide side of the field. The two outermost receivers ran deep patterns to the end zone. The innermost receiver ran an out pattern, saw exactly where the first down marker was, ran to that, caught the ball. Nice job there, pitch and catch.
Two for two on third down tries on this drive here for Linmar. Down to 14 on the play clock. Lions will go in the I formation. Thomas is the fullback. And Hess in there as a tailback. Long count, four on the play clock, off the fake. Orr rolls to the left side, has time, throws deep, left side of the end zone, man out there, but incomplete. Tried to tighten up the sideline, and it will be second down as Paul James went for the bundle that time.
Tough pass to throw and catch because right-handed Orr is rolling out to his left, and that's a very difficult pass to throw, especially when you're trying to chuck it 35 yards downfield, Scott.
Second down and 10. Orr's got a good arm.
He does, and he looks so comfortable back there in the pocket or on the run. Either way, he knows how to throw that ball in any situation.
Sam Starnes in there as a tight end right now. Long count, second down and 10. Give to the fullback on a trap, and Max Mattson brings down Thomas. After a short gain, maybe about three. And it'll bring up a third down and 7. Lions taking it downfield here on this first drive. Have used about 4 minutes off the clock as Sarsfield comes back into the huddle here for Linmar.
Marcus Orr has not it under on the rollout or sprint out and run it yet, but I think that might be a possibility this time.
One setback, 4 receivers. Jake Williams also into the lineup. Off play action. Blitz coming. Orr in trouble. Down he goes. Coyle was in there and Thompson in there as well for Jefferson. And they came. Chris Busing brought the kitchen sink that time.
Yeah, that's his defensive coordinator, Scott Andrews. A brilliant call, a la something he probably saw last week from Kennedy.
Going to be a loss of 6. And back to the 32-yard line. Going to be 4th and 13 coming up here. And you're in that outside field goal range. You really are too close to punt.
Yeah. And you'd be kicking into the wind anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of, we'll touch base with Jeff here in a moment. And the flags coming from the northeast right now. And 4th down, Lions going to go for it, but we're going to get a timeout prior to that. We'll take 1 minute break. Linmar nothing, Jefferson nothing. 4th down coming up for the Lions. On KGYM.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Fourth down play coming up here. Fourth down and 13 here for the Lions on their initial drive of the evening. They will scrimmage just inside the right hash mark at the 32-yard line. They need the Jayhawk about the 19.5 for a first down. They'll spread it. 4 receivers. Orr being chased. In trouble. Sidesteps 1. Throws far sideline. Catch made, but it's going to be short of the first down. As coming back and making the catch was Brandon Rouse. And it will go for about a gain of 9, but it's going to go over on downs to the Jayhawks.
Well, no score there on the first possession for Linmar, but they did move the ball down the field and got within 2 yards of the red zone. And in addition, they completed some passes, which they had the inability to do last week. So they've shown good improvement.
Jackson Snyder, his first varsity start for the 6'4 senior. Did not go out for football last year. Good basketball player. Split backs, pro set formation. He'll run it out of the pistol. He'll run a little option. Snyder on the keeper, turns it up in a short game.
Welcome to Lions Field.
Yeah.
Let's call your number the first play.
Alex Lehman on the stop that time after Snyder goes for two. And after this play, we'll go down to Jeff and get his thoughts about the weather down there. We've seen everything so far in the first 3 weeks of the high school football season. Second down and eight. Lindmar. We'll get to their defense here in a moment. Titan Myers, 235 junior left tackle. Mason Long, 210-pound junior left guard. Snyder to throw. Going to throw the out and overshot his receiver. Incomplete. We'll give you the rest of the lineup in a moment. Jeff, we'll throw it down to you. Good evening, and welcome to Lindmar Stadium.
Good evening, guys. And, yep, it's another great night for football. 66 degrees the temperature at game time. Wind coming out of the northeast. So does not feel like first weekend of September football whatsoever. More like late September, early October. We should see tractors and combines in the field with weather like this, guys.
We'll hold it off a little bit more. Third down for the Jayhawks. They want to avoid the three and out. They'll run it out of the eye. And movement up front as one of the Jayhawk linemen jumped. 0-2 teams, John. The team that will commit the least amount of mistakes tonight will probably come away with a victory.
Procedure penalty on a key third down. That's not the execution that Chris Busing's looking for from his team in week three, for sure.
Joel Eder at right guard, Max Madsen right tackle, Jacob Bean the center. Kenny Moore is the tight end. Demonte Hawkins, Kyron Ligon the wideouts. Ezekiah Liggins is the tailback. Right now, Henry Garsing into the ball game for the Jayhawks. Snyder back to throw, being pressured, rolls to the right side, had to throw it away as he was going to go down. Lehman was there for the Lions. One of the three Lindmar defenders that was in there.
Yeah, he threw that ball to avoid the sack. And on the way down, he got a pretty good whack from Jacob Marin.
So it'll be fourth down at about 13. A three and out there for the Lindmar defense. Coming in to punt will be 25 Jacob Cross, a sophomore on the year, averaging 32 yards a boot. Lions will send twin safeties back at about the 43-yard line. With what win we have, here's the rugby-style kick, end over end, and a good one, and it'll take a huge Jayhawk bounce. Inside the 30, inside the 20, inside the 15, and all the way down to the 12-yard line.
That's a huge special teams gaffe by Lindmar. Very catchable ball. No reason that should not have been returned. And for it to just bounce on this very hard turf, another 25 yards from where it hit. That's just, you're doing your offense a real good service.
That was a 68-yard punt by the sophomore Cross. And Marcus Orr will come out. Nope, here in the first quarter, 6-0 remaining. Will Zarodnik, the 6'6 receiver out to the right side along with Brandon Rouse. Stearns will stay tied in on the left side. They'll run it out of the eye. Four under center, six of the play clock, and it on the short side. Kind of a counter there, and not success. He got back to the line of scrimmage. Leggins was there for Jefferson as well as Noah Fernandez.
One of the things we learned in week one versus Kennedy is that Jefferson's defense will come out and play some physical ball. They're not real big, but they're scrappy tough.
Second down and 10. As the sun's starting to go down, but actually a few peaks of light trying to remain here at Lindmar Stadium. Tight end left. Again, twin receivers out to the far side, the right side. Lindmar working against the wind here. On second down and 10, handoff second back through. Hess stood up, pounded down right at the line of scrimmage. Kenny Moore was there first. Also there first for the Jayhawks was Titan Myers. And then Thompson came in as well as others.
Well, that's another old-fashioned. That's called the power play, Scott, where the fullback goes out and tries to kick out the defensive end, and then they double-team down on the D-tackle. But good penetration there by both the defensive end and the nose guard for Jefferson made it difficult.
Third down and 10, 2 out of 3 tonight for the Lions on third down tries. Jayhawks showing blitz, will they bring it? Long count, four-man front. And they will toss sweep, gets the blitz. Here, turning it up, Sarsfield to the 10, up the numbers, fumble the football, it's loose at about the 15-yard line. Stripped out of there, and I think Jefferson's got it, and they do.
Yeah, ball was bouncing around on the turf. Anybody could have had it.
Henry Garsane comes up with it for Jefferson.
Wow, there's a big turnover there. Lindmark deep in their own territory after that punt. Now, how big's that punt not being fielded coming up right now on that play, Scott?
Absolutely. First turnover of the ball game. And Jefferson will have it in the red zone at the Lion 13-yard line.
Well, Jefferson's got to find a way to capitalize here. They haven't moved the ball at all in their first possession, going three and out. They have yet to prove that they've got an offense that can go this 13-yard to the goal line.
Did put up 37 last week, though. Now, granted, double overtime helps, but did get 37 on the board. One receiver left, one to the right side, and they're going to run a little wildcat. And as the snap was made, timeout, Jefferson. As a little different look there for Chris Busing. Timeout called, though. We'll take it with him. 4:25 to play first quarter. Jefferson nothing, Lindmar nothing. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Hi, I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card.
And I'm the new Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard.
With me, you save 10 cents per gallon up to 20 gallons every time you fill up.
Hey, that's the same with me.
And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations?
Yeah, and I can be used anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
Oh, I like you already.
At Shell, it's all about saving. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Back with you as Jefferson has it off the turnover. Jackson Snyder, the quarterback, split to the right. Ezekiah Leggins is going to have it in the wildcat, and he'll take it on the student body to the right. Blake's one tackle, then brought down. Second guy got him, and that was Luke Holmes.
And that's why you take that timeout right there if you're Lindmar, is you see the wildcat situation there, and you know that if they're going to direct snap it back to Leggins, there's only a handful of things he can do in that wildcat. He's probably going to run it to the wide side of the field, which he did, and they made the adjustment. That's a crucial timeout. Great coaching strategy by Lindmar.
Second down. A little more than 10 after the loss, maybe of about a half a yard. Snyder again split out to the right side. They're going to go with the wildcat right up the middle. Leggins bust through to the 10 and down to about the 8-yard line. It'll be a gain of about 5 as the Jayhawks just going to go with as much beef as they have.
And I like that play a little bit better, to have one of your offset backs kind of lead up through there and isolate on a linebacker, but you're going straight ahead for positive yardage. You're not trying to get around the outside. I'm not sure that Jefferson has the blocking on the perimeter out there. Even with Leggins' his superior athleticism, I don't know that they're going to be able to make a living on that. They've got to go north-south.
Third down and about 6. The Jayhawks can get a first down at about the 3. Direct snap, Leggins going short side, turns the corner, lowers the shoulder to the 5 and gets down close. He got the first down. He's down to about the 1, and Ezekiah Leggins just took on a couple of defenders.
This is an Ezekiah Leggins we did not see last year. He wanted to bowl that defender from Lindmar over.
First and goal, Jefferson just outside the Lion 1-yard line. Garsane in there along with Leggins. Leggins going to call signals himself. He'll get the snap. Starts middle, goes right, angles that way, got in, touchdown Jayhawks. They take advantage of the turnover. 1-yard run by Ezekiah Leggins, third touchdown run of the year, and the Jayhawks lead 6-0.
Well, that's a big shot in the arm for Jefferson, but I go back to Chris Buesing's words in his pregame remarks with you, Scott. We've got to find a way to finish. We're so far away from the fourth quarter right now. This is a good start for Jefferson and a tough one for Lindmark, but we got a lot of game left.
Cross for the extra point out of the hold of Coyle. It's on the way, and it is good. 2:46 to play, first quarter. Jefferson 7, Lindmark nothing. Back after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract
or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Let's talk about Ryan. Way back in May, he wasn't a company man. He was a stay-at-home dad. This August, less than 3 months later, Ryan started his information technology career doing something he loves, driving a company car. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Jefferson takes advantage of a turnover, and they lead it 7-0 here at Lindmar Stadium over the Lions as Cross will get set to kick it away. Leg into it and comes down about a yard deep in the end zone, and Lindmar will have it at the 20-yard line. And 7-0 here in favor of the Jayhawks.
Well, Jefferson coming out in that Wildcat formation with the direct snap back to Leggins, who just running straight ahead was making good yardage. And, you know, if you're Chris Buesing to Jefferson right now, you got to be wondering, do we just stay in that formation until Lindmar finds a way to show us that they can stop that?
First and 10 at the 20. Marcus Orr making his way out to the Lion huddle. And it'll be Lindmar having it at the 20-yard line. Zoradnik to the left side, one receiver to the right. And they'll run it out of the I formation. Hess tail the tandem behind Thomas. Turn, handoff, counter. Hess coming to the near side, trying to get to the corner and chased out of bounds by Noah Fernandez. They'll give him about 3 to the 23-yard line. Heavy counter tonight for Paul James.
Nice kickout block there by the fullback as well. And nice job. Hard runner. Hess is a very strappy, tough runner. Good instincts.
Gain of 7. It'll be 2nd down and 3 coming up from the 23-yard line. Four-man front for the Jayhawks. 4-3 look here. Off play action or to throw. Going to load it up. Throws deep right side man. Out there caught. 45-yard line. Up the far sideline to the 20. To the 10. One man to beat. Can't get it. Touchdown. No flags. 77-yard and a beautiful pass from Marcus Orr.
How about that for an answer? Marcus Orr's been on the money. Each of the passes he's thrown the last 2 weeks that we've seen him, and his receivers can
Brandon Rouse. And it was 77 yards on the quick strike. Lions. 7-7. If the extra point goes, I
swinging gate here. All the linemen out to the left hash mark as they now come in to line up for the traditional PAT.
Left-footed kicker, Brenning, high snap, brought down, kick on its way, and it's good. And we are tied at 7 with 2:28 to play here in the first quarter. We got ourselves a little bit of a track meet perhaps starting.
Well, both these teams have the potential to score a lot of points if they get the ball into the hands of their playmakers, and that's what the case has been on these last two possessions. Now, the defenses both have given up a lot of points in the last couple of weeks, and so it may be one of those situations, Scott, where we get into a trap and whoever's defense takes care of business at the end is the one that ends up winning this game.
That took 18 seconds for that drive. And we are tied 7 apiece here. Lindmar offense is they've been struggling a little bit, so maybe that'll get them kick-started a little bit as Austin Brenning will get set to kick it away.
Wide receiver Rouse just ran straight down the Jefferson sideline as fast as he could, and he beat a double coverage that wasn't within 4 or 5 yards of him, and he just had to wait for the ball to hit him in stride. And say it again, Marcus Orr throws a nice ball, and when his receivers help him out, I mean, he's dangerous.
Brenning the kickoff. Pair of Jayhawks back deep. Ezekiah Leggins on the near side. And back on the far side for Jefferson is Jamir Robinson. Robinson's going to get a chance off a high bounce at the 10-yard line. Straight ahead to the 15, 20. Little stutter move, 25. Spins his way close to the 30. They'll say he's down at about the 29-yard line. That'll be a return of about 19 yards.
And we'll see if Jefferson comes back out in that wildcat formation again with starting quarterback Snyder split out at a wide receiver. Direct snap back to Ezekiah Leggins, or whether they go back to additional quarterback off.
At the 29-yard line is where the officials will mark it, or officiating by with City. 7-7 ball game, 2:22 to play here in the opening quarter from Linmar Stadium. Both teams looking for their first victory of the year. Unbalanced line here to the right for Jefferson. They'll run it that way, and nothing for Leggins.
Four down linemen to the right of the center there. That is the traditional offset, unbalanced line to be sure.
So it'll be second down and 10. Well, you get into week three, you start to turn the pages of the playbook a little bit more.
Well, and when you change as well, you got to start going back to Willis that are in the gun. You got to fire them all.
Pro set look, Snyder in the shotgun. Receiver left and right, short drop, Snyder to throw, throws the out, and is caught, short gain to DeMonte Hawkins, the 156-pound senior. And only went for about three, though. Williams on the stop. Third and 7 now coming up for Jefferson.
It is third and 7 at the 32.
Hawkins coming in on the year. That is his fifth catch. He has one touchdown. Into the ball game as a wide out, Gabe Coyle, 5'11", 160-pound junior to the right side. One receiver to the left. 5 in the play clock. Out of the gun. Twin setbacks, Snyder to throw. Throws the out, and it's almost intercepted, and a penalty flag comes in late. And it's going to be roughing the passer against Linmar.
There is a flag on the play.
Well, Jeff, I don't know. Were you watching the quarterback? We'll throw it down to you on the sidelines. And that it was an emphatic official's flag down there, wasn't it?
Yeah, they called that really quick, and Snyder, he saw the blitz coming. He actually looked at the blitzer, then threw the football, and then took the shot. A pretty bang-bang play, so that's a really tough penalty against the Lions.
But 15 yards nonetheless.
Yeah, so you go from needing to punt the ball away down at about your own 30 to having fresh life, a new set of downs up at the 47.
So it's first and 10 from there. Twin receivers to the right side, one to the left, one setback. Lions showing blitz now. Long count, Snyder still calling signals. He'll run the option. Nope, now he's going to stop, throw in the flat, and Leggins couldn't bring it in on the shoot tops. I like that play, though.
Yeah, it is a very tough play to defend, too, because quarterback kind of runs like he's going to run a sprint out, and then just kind of stops dead in his tracks and delivers the ball to the wideout. In that case was Leggins. And, man, if you don't think Jefferson wants some one-on-one matchups out in space with Leggins, that's exactly what the right call is for them to be trying.
Second down 10. That was almost a triple option look with a pass thrown in there. Second down and 10. They'll run the option. Snyder turning it up. Gets to the 50 into Lion territory and spun down at the Linmar 48-yard line. And I don't see a lot of 6'4 quarterbacks doing that.
Tell you the thing I like about this quarterback, Jackson Snyder, for Jefferson, is, you know, he's getting his first start after not having played last year. and he's in an option offense, and he's running the ball like, you know what, let's just do this. This is what my job is. I've got to run the ball as a quarterback in addition to handing off and pitching, but let's just run the ball. He's not afraid.
So a third down. Snyder in the gun. Third down, about five from the line, 48-yard line. They'll run the option again. Hand off, and stretching to the first down was Jamar Robinson. Oh, this is going to be close.
I think he's going to be short. Now, it's going to depend on where they mark it, but the way that line judge ran out, I don't think it's there. This may be immeasurable. No, it's fourth down.
And we're going to go to the second quarter here, and that'll give Jefferson a little bit more time to think about it. We are through one. It is Jefferson and Linmar tied at seven in the first quarter. Back with the fourth down play coming up. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing right, good sports here, around Jackson. Here and letting you know how to get in the game, hey, too.
Bring your family to the Sweet Rides for Charity car and bike shows September 8th from 8 to 3 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. There'll be lots of cool rides, plus food and drinks, and a live auction and raffle benefiting the Eastern Iowa Honor Flight and Mission of Hope.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
We've been through a lot together. Weathered storms, shared sunny days, survived puppy training, and welcomed family for the best celebrations.
Surprise!
Now you've given me this new makeover. It sure makes me feel appreciated. I'm such a lucky house.
Your house gives you so much. Give it new life with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, well, what is Chris Busen going to do here as we get ready for the second quarter to get underway? 7-7 between Jefferson and Linmar. Been a good one so far here. And fourth down and about a foot coming up, and I think the Jayhawk offense still out there.
This is one of those places where when you're hungry for a win, first year coach, head coach Chris Busing saying, I got to show some faith in my offense here.
I like it. Fourth down and about a foot. And they're going to go back to the Wildcat look. Linmar with nine in the box. Leggins direct snap up the middle, first down. And a little more inside the 40, still moving the pile to the 35, 34-yard line.
Hezekiah Leggins running like a fullback, but with sprinter speed. Remember, this is a guy that was on the Drake Relays relay team, so this guy's got some wheels too, but he has come into football this fall with an attitude that he is going to get his nose dirty on every play, Scott.
And has done a really good job of it so far. Get you the first quarter numbers coming up.
Xavier out to an early 13-0 lead. Two field goals in that. The latest, a 47-yarder.
Nice. They're playing Assumption tonight. Randy Krejci over at that game tonight. You'll hear from him on the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard. First down from the 34-yard line. Direct snap to Leggins. Starts up the middle. Kicks it outside. Got a great block to the 30. Corner, 25 to the 20. Splits defenders. Turns it up to the 10. And out of bounds. He'll have a first and goal for Jefferson at the Linmar 9-yard line.
Well, we just get done talking about his sprinter speed, his fullback-like mentality. And what do we see on display on that run, Scott? He's reading blocks. Hezekiah Leggins is not the same back that was a sophomore brought up last year. He has matured so much. He is the total package of what a running back is, Scott. He's got speed, he's got guts, and he's got great vision.
After one quarter, total yards, 125 for Linmar, and for Jefferson, 25, but now we've got a penalty to back up the Jayhawks.
I didn't see that flag. It had to have been thrown right on the sideline. Maybe Jeff saw it.
That is a hold on Jefferson downfield, so it's going to be first in about six. And we'll go to Jeff after this play here and get his perspective on it. Yeah, I did not see that flag either. So it'll be first in about six from the 30-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, and we've got another penalty flag, and this is going to halt the play as it's going to be motion against the Jayhawks. All right, Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sidelines. We did not see that flag. You must have been hiding it down there.
Yeah, I was hiding it. It was right at the 20-yard line, and when Chris Buesing sees this on film, he is going to blow a gasket because it was after Liggins had passed the play. It was a hold probably 10 yards behind him. Way after he had passed that marker. So that pushed him back, and then the 5-yard penalty for the motion. So now the Jayhawks find themselves behind.
All right. 11 now. Waukee with a 7-6 lead on Prairie, and a bank of lights has gone out. They're in a delay. Handoff up the middle. Robinson working as the fullback, and a quick burst gets it to about the 30-yard line on a gain of 5. So second down and 7, Snyder to throw, a couple pump fakes, throws the sideline, and it's incomplete.
Boy, and again, a lot of swapping of paint down on the sideline there by the both the receiver and the defender.
Third down coming up in about 6. As Jefferson will have it at the Lion 31-yard line, we're tied. Here in the early portion of the second quarter, 10:58 to play here in the first half. All right, they're going to run a little action. Here's but then the second hand coming in wraps him up for a loss of about a yard.
That's good pursuit by the.
The first down coming up. Fourth down and 8. Fourth down coming up here. And a timeout taken care of by Jefferson. Timeout. 10:13 to play in the first half. It's Linwood 7, Jefferson 7. Back.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Back with you here at Linmar. A fourth down play coming up here for Jefferson. They've got a fourth down at about 8 in this 7-7 game at the Linmar 32-yard line. From the right hash mark, 3 receivers, 1 setback. 4-man front line showing blitz, and they jumped over on the far side. Linmar did defensively.
Coming with an outside blitz there, and in his exuberance to get an early start on the snap, that outside defender for Linmar broke into the neutral zone and just made this fourth down attempt a little bit more manageable.
So it'll be fourth and 4, a little less than 4 even right now.
Ball at the Linmar, about halfway between the 28 and the 29.
And Jefferson needs to take it almost to the 24-yard line. Fourth down at about 4th and 13 to play first half. Tied at 7. 1 setback. Snyder calling signals. Looking to throw and throws the crossing pattern incomplete. Late flag coming in as they try to get it to Gabe Coyle. Luke Holmes was there defensively for Lindmar, and I think they're going to say he got there a bit early. A
lot of bodies were congested down there in that real little tight hook curl zone. It was just a very, very quick hitter to the tight end or flanker in there, but it looks as though this may be a first down for Jefferson. And it will be.
Yeah, it's going to be half the distance to the goal.
And they are going inside the red zone down to the Lindmar 13. Two costly penalties in a row defensively here for Lindmar.
First and 10, Jefferson at the 14-yard line. So some big fourth down plays tonight by both teams in this game. Again, they'll go with the heavy look and the Wildcat. Leggins gets a direct snap off the left side and got tripped up as he tried to get to the corner. Coming up there for Lindmar, Connor McSparron was one of the defenders. And Luke Holmes there as well, 41 and 11.
Good open field tackling there by the linebacking crew of Lindmar as Leggins ran completely away from all of his blocking to the opposite side.
7-6 Waukee leading Prairie, and again they're in a delay due to a bank of lights being out.
We've called games where this has happened. We'll talk more about this later
when
we have a chance.
Second down and 9. One-handed direct snap. Leggins got it. Trying to get to the outside. Breaking tackles and caught from behind by Luke Holmes again. And going to be a short gain, maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, now if you're thinking field goal possibility here, you need to know that the flags are blowing like out of the northeast, I'm going to say. So it's going to be a cross and a headwind both if they would attempt to kick. Now, it's not fourth down. It's third.
Third down. And will they go with that jumbo look again and the Wildcat?
Leggings being split out this time.
Third down. Off the quick count, Snyder throws, pass tipped to the line of scrimmage, incomplete. Tried to get the crossing pattern over, I believe, to DeMonte Hawkins, who was coming in from the left side, and the pass was knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
And it looks as though Jefferson is going to try and line up for the field goal. From the left hash, kicking into a cross and headwind both
for Jacob Cross. It's going to be a 29-yard attempt here.
And keep in mind, if you're Lindmar, that if this goes down on the ground, you can advance it. It is a live play.
Good snap, placement down, kick on its way, and it's going to be plenty short. No good. Got under it. Into the wind here, John, as well, and that didn't have a chance.
Yeah, he chunked that deep, and if that had been a sand wedge, he would have brought up a lot of turf.
So a missed 29-yard field goal. Now both teams have had it for a pretty substantial amount of time on a drive, and both came up empty.
Lindmar's defense dodged a bullet on that one, coming away without any points going up on the board. Three key penalties in that drive for their defense, but they came out unscathed.
So it'll be first down, Lindmar. Jayhawks doing a lot of blitzing tonight. They're showing it again with Thompson. Here is the counter give. Hess goes up the middle, angles to the right, and gets about 5 to the 25-yard line.
There's that little cross buck. Matt, Paul James is going into the bag of the veteran Wiley tricks here. Most of them aimed, Scott, as you said earlier, at going against full flow where the linebackers would read the play initially is going one way, and then it comes back the opposite way.
20 to nothing now in favor of Xavier over Davenport Assumption. That's not a bad Assumption team.
Well, they put a ton of points on Waller last week.
Second down at 5 out of the eye. They'll run it right side. Coming off tackle, Hess turns it up the hash marks and got a first down. Crosses the 30 to the 31. Noah Fernandez there. Also there for the Jayhawk defense. Coming up with a stop was Gabe Coyle.
Good patience by Hess of waiting for his blocking to develop there, and then as soon as the seam opened up, getting through it as best he could.
Listen to high school football tonight at 1600 AM, the historic main gym, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, KGYMradio.com, and the KGYM radio app. Zorodnik to the left side, Rouse to the right side for Lindmar. 7-7 game. 7:38 to play first half. They'll run it out of the eye. Long count. Off the fake or to throw. Roll short side. Throws in the flat. Catch made by the fullback, Preston Thomas. For a short gain, maybe about three. Coming out of the backfield.
Forced out of bounds by Kenneth Moore.
And it will be second down at about seven. Lights are back on at Prairie.
That's good. Well, I'll tell you what Waukee does not want is to have to go home at about midnight.
No, they do not. Wyatt Schultz out there says they are resuming play. Second down, seven, wide side of the field to the left. Jayhawks four man front. Here's the counter. Hess starts right, kicks it back up the middle, and across the 35 to the 37. Again, Fernandez there. Also coming up there for Jefferson was Drake Kearns.
Well, it is good to see the counter tray alive and well in Paul James' offense. One of the staples that he has used through the years, and he gets his teams to execute it so well. I mean, if you wanted to make an instructional tape on running that play, just grab any one of Paul James' Washington, now Lindmar teams, and run some replays of them running it.
Nine carries, 33 yards for Hess. Third down, long three, under seven to play first half. Lions running it out of the eye. Double tight end look, toss sweep, short side to Hess. Cuts it back, stood up and pushed back. Good defense there by Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And coming in there was Schulte, Ashton Schulte, the 180-pound junior to make the stop. He's going to be about 2 yards shy of the first down.
This is going to be a key play here, and the punt team will come out. Now, this would not be a good portion of the field for the Lions to give up the ball to Jefferson on.
7-7, Jefferson taking advantage of a short porch off a fumble. Lindmar getting a big 77-yard pass play. In the punt it away, Rouse. Good punt, Ahani. It will go over the head of Leggins and will go into the end zone. With the win, 62 yards on the punt for Brandon Rouse. Turned it over, and Jefferson will have it at the 20-yard line.
Now, Scott, we have called games before where a bank of lights has gone out.
Yes, we have.
And it is one of those situations, if you're wondering, where the officials will deliberate first, go to the coaches with a recommendation as to whether they think they should carry on or not, and in deliberation with the coaches, then they make a decision. Now, the determining factor I've always thought is, how many do you have? Because here at Lindmar, you've got three on either side,
correct,
which is pretty healthy. Some stadiums only have two on a side, and that can leave one side end zone completely dark. So not all stadiums are built or lighted the same way.
Gabe Coyle out to the left side. They're going to run a little option. Here's Snyder off the fake, takes it up, and brought down from behind after a gain of about six. As he takes it to the 26-yard line before Derek Ben Dixon brought him down. Looked like 46. Anyway,
Snyder not having any difficulty running that ball on the option. That time his pitchback was Henry Garsane, and he could have gone either way, but I just think it's kind of cool. A guy that didn't even play football last year is the backup this year, is in there saying, hey, let's run option, and I'll run.
Play clock down to five. Jayhawks just breaking the huddle. And I think Chris Busing's going to have to take a timeout, and he will. That's going to be it for Jefferson in the first half.
Jefferson, that is
5:18 to play first half. Jefferson 7, Lindmar 7. We will take a one-minute break. Come back to Lindmar after this here on KGYM.
ESPN Radio is taking over. ESPN News. You can now watch your favorite radio shows all in one place. From Golic and Wingo.
Oh, yeah.
To the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz.
All right, I'm available every day. Thanks.
To the Stephen A. Smith Show.
I just don't understand this guy.
To the Will Cain Show.
It's my job to tell the truth.
From morning to night, the best of ESPN Radio is now available on ESPN News.
Let's talk about Ryan. Way back in May, he wasn't a company man. He was a stay-at-home dad. This August, less than 3 months later, Ryan started his information technology career, doing something he loves, driving a company car. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Back with you here in Linmar Stadium. Second down and 4 for the Jefferson Jayhawks. They'll go with a slot right side with Twins that way and Snyder in the pistol. Going to run that option again. Quick hitter off the right side. Garsane gets through 30 to the 35-yard line. He'll go for about 10 for Jeff first down. Nope, check that. That was Leggins.
Leggins dragging two linebackers for an extra 3 or 4 yards after first hit. Continuing to keep his big thighs churning. That's another thing that's a difference between Ezekiel Leggins last year and this year. He's put some good meat on his bones.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Look at the size of his thighs.
Only a junior. 5 minutes to play, first half. Jefferson with another first down. Their eighth of the night. They've got it at the 36-yard line. Snyder off the option. Throws to Coyle in the flat. Linmar there waiting for him. Good defense play over there for the Lions. And coming up to make the stop was for the corners, looked to be Drew Strotman.
You and I both like that play, Scott, but I think offensive coordinator Jermell Lewis going to the well a little too often with that play here on these last two series.
Jefferson without their regular quarterback tonight. The Jayhawks with a second down and 12. Split backs. Snyder running the option. Quick hitter. Leggins off the left side. Twists his way inside the 40.
Ezekiel Leggins.
And gets to the 42-yard line. 8 on that quick hitter there. Leggins just coming off the left side.
Well, one of the things that the defensive coaches for Linmar are going to have to talk about at halftime is the interior three linebackers are not slamming up in there as quick as they probably need to.
On third down, Jayhawks try to run it. Nothing doing. Snyder on the keeper. Going to lose about a yard. Now it's going to be fourth down and 4 coming up for Jefferson.
Well, this is that same situation that Paul James just had. Fourth and about 4. You're in your own territory. And I think punting is the better part of valor here as the Jeff punt team does come out.
No way you want to give it up there.
Not in a tight 7-7 game like this. Field position, extremely important right now.
Cross to punt. Sarsfield back. Gets the high snap. Rush coming, got it away. Wynn's going to knock it down. Not a great kick. Will take a little bit of a bounce inside the 30-yard line, and it's going to be touched at about the 28. There is a flag down on the far sideline, so hold everything. We'll talk with both coaches coming up at halftime. And I tell you what, Jeff, if we are tied, let's just wait for Paul James coming off the press box. You may have to go to the north end over there. See what the officials have here.
We know Paul does not use the elevator because we asked him in our preseason show.
That is correct. Going to be on Jefferson. Going to be...
Gonna kick it again.
Yep, procedure on the Jayhawks.
Now, Linmar's punt return team almost blocked that kick. And I think that they're licking their chops saying, let's do this again, and I think we can get this one. Jefferson kicker very close when he kicks that ball to the line of scrimmage. Needs to get it off a little quicker this time.
Sarsfield and Trey Martin back. Line of scrimmage, the 36-yard line. See if they come again. Low snap, one hopper back there. They're going to run it. Taking a chance to the 40 and Cross is close, but I don't think he got it.
He's going to be a half a yard short.
This is going to be
really
close.
Jefferson got a favorable mark here.
Jeff's right down there. He's
and the Linmar coaches are not happy about this spot.
All right, Jeff, we'll go down to you. You've had a chance to take a look at it. You're signaling first down.
The ball is just over the 45-yard line.
probably a half a football over the 45.
Boy, the chains are going to come across to the Linmar sideline where all of the Linmar players and coaches are huddled.
There's probably a football between the line and where the ball is.
They're going to stretch the chains out here. We'll know from the Linmar. Stretch it. It'll be first down, Jefferson. Woo! Good call down there, Jeff.
He's 1,000 again. Never, ever go against what he tells us.
The best man.
I will tell you that from my perspective, and I did not see where he went out of bounds, but that was a very favorable spot for Jefferson.
It was. Jefferson at the 46. Cross goes for about 10, and the fake punt. He's got the option on that rugby-style kick. If he sees a lane, he can take it.
And he didn't really have much of a lane, and he didn't really run that fast, to be honest with you.
Only a sophomore, but he got her done. First down, drive continues. 2:55 to play here. Yeah. Snyder in the pistol. He'll run the option. Up the middle and bang down after getting back to the line was Robinson.
Alex Lehman. We saw him do this last week against Kennedy. He is a man-child in there in that defensive line.
No gain for Jameer Robinson.
You got a key running play. Do not run at Lehman.
5'7", 150-pound junior is Robinson. 7-7 game. 2.5 to play first half here from Linmar Stadium. Two receivers to the right side. One receiver out to the left. Again, option, handoff, Leggins up the middle, sidesteps, gets to the left. Ball came loose, but he was down. Only a gain of about a yard, and Leggins is down. He went down a little awkwardly, John. And Ezekiah is down. That's not something that Jefferson wants to see. Susie Guider on her way out there, the Jayhawk trainer. And we don't want to play doctor or anything, Jeff. Did you happen to see? It just looked awkward from up here anyway.
Yeah, he got twisted up by probably three or four Lions who were down there. And pretty much everybody down there right now, they're looking at his lower body. I don't know if, I think it might be an ankle is what I think they're looking at. The knees are up looking in that area right now. So at least if it's down around the ankle, that's a lot better than north of that.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Chris Musing out there. Susie Guider out there. A lot of folks coming out there now.
We've mentioned this first half how hard Leggins has been running. And how physical the brand of toting the ball he tries to play. And one of the issues with that is you get a couple of guys that you think you can drag downfield, which we've seen him do so far in this first half. But at some point, especially if you think you're going to go down in a twisting motion, you got to just go down, Scott. Sometimes you just got to give it up. And Leggins won't do that. He just tries to fight through everything that he gets.
And you can't fault him for it.
You can't. But this will just a little bit as a reminder maybe to him, because remember, he's only a junior. He's a young football player yet. That sometimes, especially when you're between those tackles and you are wrapped up, stood up straight, you don't have your body lean and the momentum going forward that you maybe do outside the tackles, sometimes you got to just go down.
Xavier now up 27-0. 34-0.
Boy, Wade King, the Assumption Knights Hall of Fame coach, is going to ask the bus, I think, to start warming up here pretty quick.
Okay, Azekai is up, but he is not putting any pressure on that left ankle. And they are helping him off the field.
Well, if you have to pick one guy on Jefferson's team that you cannot absolutely, under any circumstances, afford to lose, it's Ezekiah Leggins. And I would say, by the way, he's limping off under the arms of assistant coaches on either side of him, that is not going to be something you're going to see him come back from immediately.
Waukee has taken the 13-7 lead over Prairie in the second quarter, and Solon leading Marion 20-0. That's our game on both the North and South gym going on right now. Well, we'll see if Jefferson can bounce back. They're 1 out of 5 on third down tries. Jamar Robinson in there. He is going to set up as a new tailback. Snyder to throw, has time. Throws the left side and overshot his man. Incomplete. Tried to get it to DeMonte Hawkins. And good defense over there. Ball was overthrown, and it'll be put back.
Depending on the play by Evan Barron.
As on defense. Barris there for Lindmark. So they'll try to punt again.
If you're Jefferson, what you have to guard against right now is seeing your star go down and not getting your dauber down. Got to keep. You've got minute 55 here left in this half before you go in and circle the wagon. And Lindmark, very dangerous team. Big strike playability.
They're off to punt it again. Line of scrimmage is going to be the 47-yard line. They just got the playoff. End over end kick, angling to the near side, going to go out of bounds. Not a great kick that time, into the wind. And it's going to go about 57 yards that time. So Lindmar will have a 49 to try to take the lead here before halftime. 7-7 ball game, Jefferson and Lindmar.
Would not be surprised if you see that home run ball attempted again.
Stats. We'll see how they all play out coming up here at halftime. First down, line of scrimmage for Lindmar will be the 26-yard line. See if they go with the spread four look. They will. One setback for Marcus Orr. And he'll be in the pistol. Four-man front for Jefferson. Not going to keep it on the ground. Here's the keeper and cartwheeling back to the line of scrimmage. Marcus Orr, as Ryan Thompson brought him down. Also got tripped up in there. Jefferson by 62 or 63. Must be 62 gain Hamilton. As it'll be a one-yard gain for Orr. Second down and nine. Off the fake, Orr to throw. Throws in the far flat, caught 25-yard line, turning up to the 30, 35, and a first down. Up close to the 40-yard line. As coming up with the catch for Lindmar was Jaden Williams. And that's going to be a hard pickup and a Lindmar first down. First catch of the night by Williams. Out of the hurry up, Orr to throw on first down. Rolls right, throws low, and incomplete. As one official overruled the other. And that was a good call. Tried to get it to Trey Martin, and it'll be second down and 10. So far tonight, Orr, 6 of 8, so he's had pretty good percentage night. Second down to 10, minute 4 to play here in the first half. Three receivers to the strong side to the right. Man coverage over there. Orr gets the shotgun snap, rolls that way, being chased. Now has time, throws deep near sideline, coming back for it, making the catch at the 9-yard line. Jayhawks didn't turn around, and Williams did turn around, John.
Yep, the receivers for Lindmar have really improved since we saw them last week. Running their routes for the ball into their hands, Scott, which is something that I'm sure they worked on with receivers coach Adrian Arrington this week.
Dostal goes out for Jefferson. They will bring Shelton Gaete in, 236-pound junior. First down for the Jayhawk 35-yard line. One set back. They'll keep it on the ground. Option breaking a tackle. Hess cuts it up. Flag down as Hess gets down to about the 31. But I think this is coming back, and it's a hold on Lindmar. Fourth penalty against the Lions for 43 yards.
Well, Paul James is going to be a little happy at the vertical passing game that his quarterback and receivers have used this first half. Big improvement from the receivers over last week, as we just said.
But a holding penalty is going to back Lindmar up 10. 52 seconds remaining in the first half. And now we're going to get a Lindmar timeout.
Timeout
to Lindmar, second one of the first half. They'll talk it over. We'll have scores at halftime. I know Dave Brown was going to try to work his way up here, Linmar Athletic Director.
Guessed one way or the other.
Chris Wundrum, the state champion boys tennis coach for 2A.
Lot to talk about here at Linmar up in the press box.
Absolutely. Xavier pouring it on Assumption 41-0 in the second quarter. My goodness.
You know, that is an Assumption team that laid, I think, 40 or 50 on Wallart last week. And
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
And with that, week one is off and running in the NFL. The defending champs out of the chute 1-0 with an ugly win with Nick Foles at quarterback. In 2 days, we get the first Sunday of the season. And as usual, no shortage of things to watch, assuming you're not just watching to see how your fantasy guys do. And by the way, I do realize there are so many of you who will only really follow the NFL to see how many touchdown catches Antonio Brian has or if your defense might find its way to the end
zone. Now, they're going to have to be pretty cerebral about this, but there haven't been very many chances like this come around in the first half for Linmar. This is only the second time that they have been inside. No, this will be the third time that they've been in Jefferson territory, but yet out at their own 38-yard line, I mean, they've still got a significant amount of real estate to cover here without any timeouts left.
Second down upcoming here. And it will be from the 38-yard line. Apologize for that. We got our antenna out amongst the crowd tonight.
Yes, and all of those of you that are texting me, we know.
Second down and 13. Back to throw. Stepping up Orr. Going to throw the middle. Diving attempt and an interception. And it's incomplete. Heck of an effort by Gabe Coyle there at about the 15-yard line.
That's the first pass in 2 weeks, Scott, that I would say Marcus Orr would like to have back. Just really underthrew that, and very fortunate that that was not picked off.
So it's third down. Both teams have struggled tonight on third down. 7-7 ball game. It is 29 seconds to play here in the opening half. Shotgun, one set back, four receivers. And we have a flag. Somebody lined up in the neutral zone.
Well, the defenders, especially the defensive backs for Jefferson, are coming up in a very, very hard man-to-man coverage. And on that particular one, the one that's nearest to us over here on the Linmar sideline, actually lined up in the neutral zone. He was so tight.
Well, makes it from third and 14 to about third down and 9 from the 33-yard line. Same formation for Linmar. Jefferson showing blitz from the outside, and here they come. Orr back to throw. Being chased, going to set up the middle screen. It's caught. Hess at the 35, turns it up. 30, cuts back. 25 to the 20. Middle of the field, 15 to the 10. Going to the corner, to the 5. Stretches for the end zone. Got it. Touchdown, Linmar. On the screen from 33 yards.
Another Paul James staple from years gone by. Come back home to roost. And with 16.3 seconds left on the clock, Linmar takes the lead in this game.
Great run by Hess after the catch,
too. Just great vision. Cut back against the grain, like all good running backs do, and made the pursuit angles on the rundown impossible.
33 yards on the pass and catch. And Hess with his first receiving touchdown. Brenning to try to tack on the extra point here with 16 seconds to play in the first half. As Lindmar takes the lead, line drive extra point is up and it is good. And it is now Lindmar 14 and the Jefferson Jayhawks 7. It's two big plays by the Lindmar offense.
They are a big play offense, and they showed on that one that it's execution that matters, because there was great downfield blocking, super running by Alex Hess. And that was just drawn up exactly the way that Paul James would like it to be. And when he sees that on film, he's going to say, yep, that's the way we do that play.
Yeah. Jeff, you were right down there witnessing that run by Alex Hess. That was a thing of beauty down there.
Yeah, he really picked his spots well on that. He was so wide open in the middle of the field, and he had wide receivers blocking for him 15, 20 yards downfield. Just picked his spots, got to the edge, used his speed, got to the pylon. Outstanding score for Paul James and the Lions, just heading into the locker room to go up a score.
All right, thanks. And we'll talk to Paul, looks like, coming up at halftime. And Jeff, just to let you know, you'll probably have to go to the other end. Sorry about that. What's your 40 time? What's it looking like these days? Is it good? Is it all right? Not as good as your college days.
We don't put times on things anymore, Scott. not at 36, we don't.
You're a pup. There's Brenning to kick it off from left to right. As Lindmar with a 14-7 lead, line drive kick going to go into the end zone with the win. Well, if you're Jefferson, you may have lost your star running back, and now you're down by 7. Might not be a bad idea just to go talk about it again in the clubhouse.
Yeah, because at this point, you had the 7-7 tie, and now you're down by 7. What you do not need to do at this point is something that would jeopardize going in 14-7 during these last 16 seconds at your own 20-yard line. So I'm going to guess that you're probably right on that call.
So, here on this night where Lindmar is having the satellite voting for their bond issue, we get ready to go to halftime here. Henry Garcin is into the ball game, and he is going to be into the slot left side. They just got the playoff. They're going to run it up the middle with Robinson, and Jamar takes it for about 5, and that's probably going to do it for the first half of play here at Lindmar Stadium, as the big board gets down to about 6 seconds. Jefferson's already headed to the tunnel, and that's it for the first half. Good first half here from Lindmar Stadium, and our score here at halftime is Lindmar 14 and Cedar Rapids Jefferson 7. And we're going to get a word from Lion coach Paul James coming up here in just a moment or two. Hopefully that Jeff will be able to find him. I'm going to keep an eye on Jeff. And hopefully we'll all be able. Down there. Jeff's down there. And we got Paul down there. All right, Paul snuck down early. So we'll go down to Jeff.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Coach James. Big play right towards the end of the half on a nice screen, and a great job by Hess to pick his spots and get to the end zone, give your team a lead at the break.
Yeah, it really gave us a big lift, and hopefully we'll use it to our advantage in the second half.
Talk about your receivers. They're helping Orr out tonight. They're making some plays, catching the football, especially on some tough passes, tiptoeing some sidelines.
Yeah, they've got the ability to do that, and he's putting the ball there. And they're just using their athleticism, which, a number of our receivers have that. So,
what are the big things you want to see out of your guys in the second half?
A better job by the offensive line in the running game.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Yep.
All right, Paul James, Lions lead at 14-7 here at the break.
All right, Jeff, good job down there. Appreciate it. Thanks to Paul James as well. We're going to take a two-minute break, come back, talk halftime with you from Lindmar Stadium. Our score at the break, the Lindmar Lions 14, the Jefferson Jayhawks 7. Back with halftime in 2 minutes here on KGYN.
Hey, Golic, if I were to throw the lines open right now to discuss who's the GOAT, we'd have no shortage of opinions, correct?
No, we would not.
But if I asked men to talk about their health?
Crickets.
Yeah, a recent Cleveland Clinic survey found 56% of men prefer to keep health concerns to themselves and not share them with anyone, not even their doctor. Cleveland Clinic is ranked number one in the nation in heart and urology care, and they've heard it all before.
Make sure to visit clevelandclinic.org/mention it for answers to those 10 questions most men are afraid to ask.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big, we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the classic chicken sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear. More driven.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values, earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations, or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted? With both, you save 10 cents per gallon, up to 20 gallons every time you fill up. And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
And with that, week one is off and running in the NFL. The defending champs out of the chute 1-0 with an ugly win with Nick Foles at quarterback in 2 days.
All right, we are back with you here in Linmar. Apologize for that. And what's your saying, John?
Adapt, improvise, overcome. And you're doing it, man.
We are on section 3 of adapt, improvise, and overcome. If you have an elementary to middle school child here at Linmar Stadium, please tell them to leave the antenna alone and stop kicking it. We're on duct tape and MacGyver right now.
Well, we've been here before, too, so this isn't our first rodeo.
No. We'll get to the stats of the first half. Very entertaining first half, though.
As we knew it would be. Two hungry teams coming in tonight, just walking through the desert trying to find a way to get a drink of water, and I think we're going to have a very entertaining second half as well.
Well, the big question is Ezekiah Leggins out for Jefferson, and we'll find that out from head coach Chris Busing coming up with Jeff Moss at halftime.
That's going to be a real blow to their chances because he was single-handedly responsible for their offense in the first half. So if they lose him, talk about adapt, improvise, overcome. Jefferson's offensive coordinators are going to have to come up with a slightly different game plan.
Well, let's take a look at the first half numbers here. And for total yards, 186 for Linmar to 79 for Cedar Rapids Jefferson in that first half. For Linmar, 142 through the air. And very good night for quarterback Marcus Orr. He is 9 of 11 in the first half for 142 yards and two touchdowns. Hess with one touchdown. Brandon Rouse with one touchdown from 77. Hess is from 33. Alex Hess on the ground, 10 carries, 35 yards. And Sarsfield has carried it three times for 12 yards in the first half. Linmar with 9 first downs in the first half, 4 penalties for a total of 43 yards and 1 turnover, which led directly to a Jefferson score. For the Jayhawks, 79 total yards in the first half, 78 of those on the ground. Ezekiah Leggins, before the injury, carried it 12 times for 43 yards and 1 touchdown in that first half of play. And for the Jayhawks tonight, 2 of 8 for Jackson Snyder passing for a total of 1 yard in that first half of play. Hawkins has caught one, and Gabe Coyle has caught one. Jefferson, 9 first downs. Linmar, 9 first downs. Jefferson with 5 penalties in the first half for 35 yards. They had the only sack of the ball game. Third down conversions. Jeff was 1 of 6. Linmar was 3 of 6 in that first half of play. Fourth down conversions. Jefferson, though, was 3 of 3 in the first half. Linmar 0 for 1. Time of possession, 13 minutes for Jefferson in the first half to 11 minutes for Linmar in the first half. That's what I have unofficially.
You missed a tremendous halftime performance by the Linmar Lion Band, who I would best describe as a Cecil B. DeMille cast of thousands. If you remember the scene from the Ten Commandments where Moses leads the Israelites through the Red Sea, that's what the Linmar Lion Band is like. So There, I described it for you in your MacGyvering.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Colonels, by the way, winner. They're moving on to the second round of the playoffs. They beat Beloit tonight 4-0. And all the scorers from around Eastern Iowa football, that'll be coming up with the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard coming your way at halftime break. Back to it with a twofer next week here on KGYM. We've got two twofers coming up next week for you.
That's right.
Thursday night, looking forward to this.
Oh, we've talked about this one.
Prairie Kennedy at Kingston next Thursday night, and that is going to be a real rock'em sock'em game.
Well, you know it is with those two gigantic offensive lines and the way that they play aggressive football. Both teams having tough games tonight right now, our reports at halftime tell us. But, yeah, that's going to be just a dandy, old-fashioned slobber knocker next Thursday night.
Yes, and then next Thursday night, it will be Zach and Gary off to Brady Street as they are going to have Solon going to Assumption next week to get an angry bunch of Assumption Knights because they're getting trucked tonight by Xavier.
Yeah, the continuous clock is in effect at Saints Field, so Wade King and his team are going to have to regroup for Solon.
And next week on Friday nights, we get the traditional, the annual. Des Moines Register named it one of the 50 best rivalries in high school football today.
Well, I don't know if Jefferson's upheld their end of that very well in recent years, but that's nice of them to say that.
But we got Wash and Jeff coming your way next week right here on KGYM from Kingston Stadium. And we've missed the last couple years of Wash, Jeff, so it's good to have that back on the schedule.
Well, we have, and if both teams come into that healthy, you want to talk about some playmakers on both sides of the ball, that could be a very entertaining offensive show.
Yep, so looking forward to that. Some other scores to throw your way. As right now, it is Mount Vernon on top of West Delaware, 20-14.
Wow, a little shock
that?
There.
The Iowa State Marching Band, by the way, performing tonight at Cornell College at Ash Park over in Mount Vernon. So good to see them here in the eastern part of the state. Dowling leading Johnston 20-0 at the end of the third quarter.
That would be number two, Johnston, versus number three, Dowling.
Yep. Benton Community leading Center Point Urbana 20-0. That is at halftime as well. Clear Creek Amana leading Fort Madison 38-0. Halftime, how about this? Bettendorf 22, Hempstead 14.
Yeah.
At the halftime break. Also, we got Regina leading Pella Christian 21-14. That is in the third quarter right now.
I'm sure that's a fun game to watch.
Third quarter, Cedar Falls and Ankeny are tied at 7.
Yeah, we knew that would be a competitive game, too.
And trying to find a few other ones here for you as we get rolling here on halftime here at Linmar Stadium.
Last report from John Wall Field was, I believe, 13-7 Waukee.
And that was after the lights came back on. Linmar is out onto the field, getting ready for the second half. Jayhawks making their way out of the tunnel to the northeast. That northeast wind still about 10 miles per hour. We're going to hear from head coach Chris Busing, and he may hold the key to this second half here. If you're a Jayhawk fan, Ezekiah Leggins injured in the waning moments of the first half, and it looked to be somewhat of a significant lower leg injury, and we will find out if Coach Busing knows anything more about that with Jeff coming up here in just a moment. And definitely the Jayhawks can use Mr. Ezekiah Leggins out there in the second half of play. The junior tailback had a good first half. As Jeff is down there, we'll throw it to him with head coach Chris Busing.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Coach, going into the second half, obviously the big story, Ezekiah Leggins, is he going to be able to make a comeback in this game?
You know, we're going to see how it feels here. He just had ice on the whole halftime, and they're going to bring it out and check him out. So, yeah, so we're hopeful, but I would say not likely right now. We're getting ready to not have him.
down a score going into the second half. Obviously, you guys are going to have to adjust. But your team in the first half made some plays defensively, forced a turnover, got a short portion of score out of it. What do you need to see out of your guys in the second half?
Yeah, I think just consistency, try to maintain some drives and get in the end zone, long drives. You know, we did a good job there on the short end of capitalizing on their mistake. But now let's go take a ball here and drive down the field and finish the drive.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see if Mr. Leggins can make a shot in the second half. But as Coach Buesing said, it's probably not very likely.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And that's why we got Jeff down there to get that information like that. And we'll see. It is week three. It is week three, so...
Well, there's district ahead, and you don't want to do anything to mess that up because that's your meal ticket to the playoffs. So sometimes discretion is the better part of valor. And, you know, when you're talking about a young man who you don't know the extent of the injury, you don't want to do something stupid and lose him for the entire season either. And so you've got to trust the captain, trust the crew, and that would be Susie Guider and the other medical professionals.
Yep, and they'll have the final word on that. Both teams out going through their warm-ups as we prepare for the second half here from Linmar Stadium. And a 14-7 lead for the Lions. Jefferson's going to get the ball first. Even if you don't score, if you're Jefferson, I think it'd be very imperative for the Jayhawks to go down, get a couple first downs at least to show they can move the ball in case Ezekiah Leggins is not out there.
I agree. And right now, without Leggins in there, what's Jefferson's offensive identity going to be? Snyder has not shown an ability to throw the ball down the field as of yet. Now, he's still getting his feet wet in his first start, varsity football. So perhaps that will change for the better for the Jayhawk fans in the second half. On the other hand, Paul James and his quarterback, Marcus Orr, they're starting to feel pretty confident about what their offensive identity is. And so I got to think that Coach James said at halftime to his team, let's get the stop, force the three and out, make them punt to us, and let's go right down the field because our offense is clicking on all cylinders right now. Let's get a two-score lead and see where we can go from there.
A couple other scores. Halftime, West Des Moines Valley is shutting out Kennedy 21-0. West is leading Southeast Polk 14-10. Now, this was crossover Friday, John, this week as far as 4A was concerned between Eastern Iowa and Central Iowa. Some pretty big matchups. Valley, Kennedy, one of those. Waukee, Prairie.
Yeah.
Waukee leading Prairie 13-6. And
The Iowa
Cedar
City
Falls
West.
Only tied 7-7 with Ankeny right now.
And Iowa City West, Southeast Polk, another indicator there, too. My comment on that Kennedy and Valley game, Scott, you and I were talking before we went on the air tonight. That Valley defense is something else. I mean, they, for the most part, shut down Dowling last week. The only score Dowling had was on a long bomb pass. And other than that, they pitched the shutout on Dowling. So that just kind of tells you what Bo Lombardi and his defensive mates, Gary Swenson and his Valley Tigers, making an early play to go out in front of everybody here early in the season.
Set to kick off, Linmar with Austin Brenning, the senior, has it teed up, or will, at the 40-yard line. And we'll see who Jefferson will send back now. Ezekiah Leggins used to be a return man. Looks like DeMonte Hawkins on the near side and Jamar Robinson on the far side. Linmar will kick it off from right to left. And what wind we have, Jefferson will actually have here in the third quarter. 14-7 Linmar. We are ready for half number two from Linmar Stadium. This will be Robinson, collects it at the one. Angling to the right, 5 to the 10. Cuts it up at the 15, breaks a tackle, and gets it out to the 20-yard line. As Jamari Robinson will give Jefferson the ball to 20. Jackson Snyder in for the injured Jake Coyle at quarterback for Jefferson. He's gone all the way tonight. And do not see Ezekiah Leggins coming out for the second half. So Henry Garsane is out there right now for the Jayhawks. First down. Hawkins to the far side. And a couple of receivers, including a slot man, coming to the near side. They'll run it out of the eye this time. They're going to run it with the fullback. And this is Thompson diving ahead. Jake Thompson, 6'1", 210-pound junior. gets about a yard on the dive.
Jayhawks going back to that veer. Handoff there to the fullback, but they're trying to set up that option, which they ran several times in the first half. Quarterback Snyder keeping it on most all of those.
Second down and 9. Ball still in the middle of the field. Jacob Cross in there. The kicker is a wideout. Coyle in the slot right. One receiver to the left. That's DeMonte Hawkins. One setback. Bobbled snap, but Snyder's got it. Has time. Pump fake. Now in trouble. Down he goes. Lehman was there for Linmar. Luke Holmes was also there for Linmar for their first sack of the night.
That's what you call a coverage sack. Excellent downfield, secondary, all over the white jerseys there. Nowhere for Snyder to deliver that ball.
Third down and 11 coming up. As A.J. Frost out there was on one knee, but he looks to be okay for Linmar at that left side defensive end. Thompson in the slot to the right side, one setback. Three receivers, long count, Snyder to throw. Steps up, under pressure, got away from one, can't get away from another, and gang sacked. Back at about, they're going to actually mark his progress at the 15-yard line.
Tackle in the backfield.
And that's going to be another loss. That's going to be a loss of about 4 and a 3 and out for Jefferson.
Now, this is exactly what Paul James said, I'm sure, to his team before they broke and came out for halftime, is force the 3 and out. Let's get the ball back. And if you any indication where the receivers are setting up to get this punt, it's right about at midfield. So they should have some outstanding starting field position.
Sarsfield and Martin back to get the cross punt. Low snap. Now he bobbled it in trouble. He's going to get it away. A high kick, but he did get distance out of it. And now we're going to see where they mark it. And that's that. That's what you take the risk with that rugby-style punt.
Yes, you do. And this is going to be a difficult call for the officials because...
It's about an 11-yard punt.
That ball went out of bounds so high, but it also went out of bounds so quickly that it's hard to get an angle by the officials to see where, in their judgment, it went out.
And it'll be deep in Jayhawk territory. At the 26-yard line, Waukee has added another score, and it's 19-6. First down from the 26-yard line for the Lions. They're going to go two tights. Counter Trey, give left side, Hess. Thompson stacks him up right away, right at the line of scrimmage. And we've got an injured Lion downfield.
Goes without saying that these two teams are hitting each other very hard tonight. The level of play when it comes to the collision aspect of the sport has really been on display tonight. You never know, really, if you were just a casual observer watching this game, you'd never know that either one of these teams have a win yet this year.
Aaron, he's...
Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
And with that, week one is off and running in the NFL. The defending champs out of the chute 1-0 with an ugly win with Nick Foles at quarterback. In 2 days, we get the first Sunday of the season. And as usual, no shortage of things to watch, assuming you're not just watching to see how your fantasy guys do. And by the way, I do realize there are so many of you who will only really follow the NFL to see how many touchdown catches Antonio Brian has or if your defense might find its way to the end zone. But there are stories galore this season. None more than at quarterback. Sure, while Andrew Luck's return is the top story concerning an established QB, think about the rookies we keep talking about, or at least their teams. Only one rookie quarterback is a starter in week one, and Sam Darnold makes his regular season debut on Monday Night Football in Detroit. But how long does Nathan Peterman hold off Josh Allen? How long does Tyrod Taylor hold off Baker Mayfield? How long does Sam Bradford stay healthy enough to hold off Josh Rosen? And is there some Flacco-Jackson battle brewing in Baltimore? Love these stories. Let's kick them off. In 60 seconds, first things first, what you have to know about tomorrow in college football.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract
or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
It's been a long offseason without football, but FanDuel has spent it getting into the best shape of their lives. That means this. FanDuel is ready for more. More ways to play, more ways to challenge your friends, and most importantly, more ways to win. FanDuel also has new options for playing daily fantasy with your friends, because the only thing better than winning cash is winning your friends' cash. Right now, you can get a $20 bonus when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/WillCain. Age and state restrictions apply.
We all watched Georgia's surge to the national title game last season, but flying under the radar in the Dogs' own division is Georgia's opponent tomorrow in what I think will be the game of the day in college football. Remember Will Muschamp? Yeah, that coach who couldn't generate an offense at Florida? He's chilling in Columbia, South Carolina now, year three, with dangerous offensive players and a defense waiting to make its mark. And tomorrow, it can. In comes Georgia to one of the most underrated venues in all of college football, Williams-Brice Stadium. South Carolina's got a chance here. In fact, don't be shocked if Cocky shocks the Dogs. With all due respect to USC, Stanford, and Clemson, Texas A&M, Georgia, South Carolina is without a question the game of the day. So enjoy. Talk to you at 7 a.m. Eastern tomorrow on Dari and Mel with the ESPN Radio Sports Beat. I'm Dari Noka.
No. 26-yarder off to the left.
The field goal attempt is no good.
All right, back here at Linmar after another bobby pin thrown into the mix. As the field goal no good there, John, by Brimmer.
Yeah, Brenning.
Or took, Brenning, I
think.
He
just barely got off to one side. He had plenty of leg on that 26-yard attempt, but it just did not get through.
And both teams now have missed short field goal attempts. And Jefferson will have it at the 20-yard line, 8:03 to play in the third quarter, down 14-7. So it'll be first and 10 for the Jayhawks. And they'll have it at the 20-yard line. Man in motion, snap back, handoff up the middle, breaking a tackle, 25-30. Thompson spins his way to a first down as he'll take it to about the 31-yard line. Another little wrinkle there from Chris Busey.
Yeah, Thompson, tough runner, 6'1", 210, plays the middle linebacker spot on defense. I mean, you've got guys that you know you can go to, and without Leggins in there, I think Jake Thompson's the next guy. You say, I've got to hang my hat on my next guy, and that's Thompson.
Well, right now it's all hands on deck for the Jayhawk offense.
Yeah, down 14-7. They've got to find some way, any way, to move the ball.
First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Pro set formation, left and right of Snyder, running the options, handed it off, and Thompson dives ahead for about three to the 34-yard line, trying to set the ball another yard ahead, but officials aren't going to buy it. Three carries, 15 yards here for Jake Thompson.
Well, they're running all these off of the option look, and we've seen Jackson Snyder pull it in and call his own number several times. We've only seen him pitch to the tailback once all night, and that was to Ezekiel Leggins, who is no longer playing this evening.
He was injured in the latter portion of the second quarter. Wide side of the field to the left. Jayhawks out of the eye. Double tight ends. They'll hand it off, tackle, and upended immediately. Right at the point of attack there was Robinson. Jamara Robinson got about a yard, I think. They'll give him falling forward. And, well, or was that Dylan Vorwall? I thought that was 26, but maybe it was 22.
How are you liking red on anthracite about right now with those sweat-soaked jerseys,
yeah,
Scott?
Yeah, that was Robinson, by the way. We'll give him credit for that run right there. Third down for Jefferson. They'll have Snyder to throw, and he's snowed under. No chance that time. Absolutely no chance. And Lindmar has put up three sacks here in the second half.
Just pinning their ears back defensively and coming after, especially the obvious passing downs, coming after the new quarterback, Jackson Snyder, who has kept a hold of the ball. A lot of lesser quarterbacks would have coughed it up with some of the hits he's taken.
Jake Cross to punt it away. Sarsfield will drop along with Trey Martin. Gets a good snap, gets the boot away. A high kick with the wind, and it deflects off one of the Lions. It's loose. And at the 35-yard line, a big pileup. I think they did.
I think on the bounce, after the muff, a Jayhawk, it bounced right up to him, I believe.
Now, you can't advance a muff.
That's, I believe, the deliberation going on right now. And I did not see any of the little black beanies go down, which you usually do in such a case.
It's a 35-yard punt. And that's going to be Lindmar's second fumble of the night. And yeah, it'll be Jayhawk ball at the 41-yard line.
We have right at the point of the muff, which is always a difficult call for high school fans to recognize, because in college or the NFL, that's advanceable.
But not in this game.
Not in high school football.
First down at the Lindmar 41. So Jefferson will keep it. Man in motion to the left side. Option look. And the handoff. Thompson, a stiff arm to the near sideline 30 and out of bounds at about the Lindmar 23-yard line. Thompson going for 18. As he went short side that time for Jefferson. Listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as well as KGYMradio.com and the KGYM radio app. First and 10, just outside the red zone at the 23, 14-7 Lindmar, 5:25. Make it 5:26 to play in the third. Snyder to throw and incomplete. Tried to get it to DeMonte Hawkins on the slant, but a lot of traffic there.
Good job by the secondary and the linebacking core of Lindmar of bottling up those passing lanes in there. When you see a white jersey trying to get open space in there, there just isn't any to be had.
So it's second down and 10. Ezekiah Leggins injured in that second quarter. Jacob Cross and Gabe Coyle out to the left side now for Jefferson. Hawkins to the right. Thompson and Robinson in the backfield offset. End off on the sweep. Robinson, big hole, 20. Little move at the 15. Runs into his own blocker. Tried to move DeMonte Hawkins out of the way and took it down to the Lindmar 15-yard line for a gain of 8. That right side is working right now for Jefferson. Madsen and Eater over there.
Nice hard run by Robinson.
Third and short. Jefferson, though, 1 of 8 tonight. Now with Leggins in there, they went wildcat with this, but they're going to stay with the eye. Third down, yard and a half. From the 15 of Lindmar, five-man front. Handoff Thompson, bust through to the 10. He's to the 5, running hard, going for the goal line. Got it, touchdown.
Yes, my goodness, was that a tough run.
Held the ball over the goal line, it came out, but the officials were right there, and they called a touchdown.
He was hit by several defenders at the 5-yard line, but just kept his legs churning and refused to not have that touchdown. And as you said, Scott, got the ball across the line as he went down.
So extra point by Cross to try to tie it up with 4:38 to play in the third. Good snap, placed down. The line drive kick is up and good. And it is 14-14. And we'll have the kick in a moment here. We'll keep it here during this break. And I'm going to go down to Jeff here on the sideline. And he had a very good look. Looked up from our angle anyway, Jeff, that the ball did break the plane, but you were a lot closer than we were.
Yeah, it did look like it did break the plane, but that's such a tricky play and something I'm sure Coach Busing's going to look at on the film and say, hey, heck of a run, don't ever do that again. But he drug three or four guys in the end zone. It takes me thinking back 1991, Irv Smith at Notre Dame dragging guys in the end zone, and he had three or four guys on his back, and he just gutted that thing into the end zone for Jefferson.
Heck of a run right there. And anytime you get Irv Smith into a game, that is just bonus points right there. Not good news from John Wall. Waukee 26-6 in the third quarter. And that was, unfortunately, I had that marked down as my statement game of the night. And,
yeah. And it's over here on our half of the side of the state.
Here's the kick, end over end, and it will go into the end zone, and Linmar will have it at the 20-yard line.
You know, sometimes, Scott, when you have adversity strike a team, like Ezekiah Leggins going down just before halftime and most likely not returning to this game, you've got to have a leader step up for you to make a statement to the rest of your team. And that's what Jake Thompson is doing for Jefferson right now. You saw him literally carry his team down the field for that last score to knot this game up at 14-14.
Thompson playing both ways in there as a linebacker as well defensively. First and 10, Linmar here in this 14-14 game. Lions will have it at the 20-yard line with first down and 10. One setback. Here is a little inside jet sweep action and taking it across the 30 and for a first down to the 33-yard line. Might have been Trey Martin, but we'll double check. No, it was Alex Hess. They just had him out in the slot. And that'll be a Linmar first down off the pickup of 13. A little different look that time for Paul James. First and 10, 33-yard line. Again, Hess in there as a tailback. Here's a throw in the far flats. Caught at the 30-yard line, 35, and stretching up to the 40-yard line. As Coy Sarsfield makes the catch over in the far side, and the sophomore takes it ahead for about six.
Sideline coaches for Linmar trying to get their offense to get up to the line of scrimmage and get the play. They feel as though they've got Jefferson's defense a little bit on its heels right now.
Second down and four, read option, and Hess on the handoff, a late handoff, goes across the 40 to about the 42-yard line.
You know what I like about this hurry up right now for Linmar offensively is you got a lot of guys out there wearing white for Jefferson that haven't come off the field tonight, and their fourth quarter's about 3.5 minutes away here, and that's where teams that platoon and aren't out there all the time like the Jayhawks are can maybe make a little bit of something. So I like this attitude by Linmar.
Third down and only a yard for Linmar. Ball on the 42-yard line. They'll run it out of the pistol. Snap back, inside handoff to Hess, and he takes the pile for the first down. Second effort, got him that first down as he'll take it to the 44-yard line. First down Lions, their 12th of the night. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game coming up as the Lions continue at tempo here. Dostal hurries off for Jefferson. Off the fake or to throw. Going to throw the pattern down the sideline, and Zarotnik with a catch. Lions were setting it up beautifully, and they got the ball down inside the 30 to Zarotnik at the 27.
Well, that's the perfect call against this cover two deep set for Jefferson as well, because you got to get behind that cornerback, and you got to get off to the side of the free safety. So that's a great call for that alignment.
First down at the 26, and I think we're going to get a defensive timeout. And we will. Timeout Jefferson. First one of the half. 2:59 to play here in quarter number three. Linmar 14, Jefferson 14. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to Linmar Stadium after this on KGYM.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
Jefferson with a defensive timeout to talk things over. That may have been more, yes, strategy, but maybe a breather as well.
You were exactly, exactly what I was thinking. I think Coach Buesing, he's got so many guys that never come off the field, and we're about 3 minutes from the fourth quarter. He just wanted to get some oxygen back in their lungs.
26th meeting between Lindmar and Jefferson. Lions holding a 15-10 edge. Man in motion, and on the jet sweep, handoff. Sarsfield chugging around the corner, and he will take it inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line for a pickup of five. And that is the fourth carry for 17 yards for Coy Sarsfield. The young sophomore. Second down, long five from the 22-yard line. Off fake or to throw. Rolls right, throws in the right flat out of the backfield. Hess, 20 at the 15, and escorted out of bounds with a first down in the red zone at the Jefferson 13-yard line.
Plenty of room out in that wide side flat. And that was just a good decision by Orr of looking off the deep receiver and dunking it underneath there to get that first down. Great decision making.
Spread look here. Lindmar going tempo once again. First down from the 13, and on the keeper, breaking tackles is Orr inside the 10. Hard chugging down to about the 7-yard line. That was one of the few times he pulled it out of the breadbasket of Alex Hess.
Boy, and he ran hard. He got hit by a couple of guys, but he also refused to go down. One of the things I'm loving about this game tonight is how you'd never know you had two teams without a win so far this season. They are just going after each other tooth and nail.
2:17, clock running, third quarter. Tied at 14. One setback. They'll run the read option. Hess, little jitterbug move to the right, back to the middle, and in for the touchdown. Took out the referee in there, but got in from 7, making 8 yards out.
Yeah, nice little jitterbug scamper in there. And when you've got to take the defender and the official across the goal line, that's extra.
That was all Lindmar changing the tempo there. And they got Jefferson tired. As the Lions take the lead at 20-14.
Pretty important conversion here.
High snap brought down, and the extra point is no good. No good. Wide to the right. With 2:07 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff. It's Lindmar 20 and Jefferson 14. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations, or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted? With both, you save 10 cents per gallon, up to 20 gallons every time you fill up. And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you here at Lindmar Stadium. You said, John, important extra point, and the high snap kind of threw off the timing.
And that has been the case on all of their PATs and a field goal attempt tonight, is that the snap has been high, and it's been handled pretty well by the holder, but on that particular one, Brenning just was not able to get his rhythm going because it was too high of a snap.
The extra point missed, and now Brenning with the kick. End-over-end kick, but returnable. Down to about the 13. Hawkins starts to the left 15. Tries to cut back, can't do it. Gets to the 20-yard line for Devontae Hawkins. And that's where Jefferson will put it into play. Just have a feeling this game is waiting for somebody to have a sustained drive one way or the other to put it away.
Well, Jefferson hasn't had a drive of the entire field tonight. They had the muffed punt that helped them set up that last touchdown, and then they had the fumble on their first touchdown that gave them the short porch. So they need to find a rhythm now, because they have not been in rhythm offensively yet in this game.
Shotgun snap, they hand it to Thompson, and this time the Lindmar defense was waiting for him. Maybe a yard that time, and that was it. Whole bunch of Lions, almost a team defensive meeting right there. Cam Walker, I believe, leading the way that time for the Lion Charge. Thompson's had a good night as we go to about a minute and a half remaining here in the third quarter. Second and nine. Hawkins to the right side. Cross to the left. Slot man to the left. On second down and nine. Off the long count. Off the fake. Snyder to throw. Lobs the left side. Going out there. Diving attempt incomplete. Up the far sideline at about the 50-yard line to Jacob Cross.
Well, the defensive backs have just played lights out all night for Linmar's defense. The pass attempts, whether they've been short, intermediate, or deep, have all just been blanket coverage tonight.
Really done a good job with that. And it will be third and long coming up for the Jayhawks. 1:13 to play in quarter number three. 20-14 in favor of Linmar. Third and nine from their own 21-yard line. Three receivers, two to the left. Off the fake, Snyder to throw. Rolls left, stops, throws up for grabs, incomplete. Cross was there. And so were a couple of Lions. This will curl at about the 30-yard line. And a tough night, 2 of 11 tonight for Jackson Snyder.
This is going to bring up an interesting punting situation, too, here for Jefferson Scott, because the last couple of times Jefferson has punted, Linmar has come very close to blocking that kick.
Rugby-style kicker is Jacob Cross. Sarsfield back at about the 45, near side. Trey Martin. Double safeties, twins out there at about the 45. And we've got penalty flags flying all over the place. And it's going to be against Jefferson.
Well, and they can ill afford right now to give up any more field position. That's going to take their punter back and set him up inside the 5-yard line.
I don't think Jefferson had 11 out there. I think they only had 10. So they'll back them up five. They'll punt from about the 16-yard line. Rugby-style kick, just got it away. High spiral, and Martin at the 46. Turns the corner near side at the 50, and then got hammered. Thompson again at the 46-yard line of Jefferson.
Guy never comes off the field, does he? He's just such a good fundamental player. I'm not sure I'd let him come off the field either.
Only a junior. So an 8-yard return, 56 seconds to play here in quarter number three, and a 20-14 Linmar lead.
Well, Linmar going to be setting up shop here inside Jefferson territory at the Jayhawk 48. And the good news on that punt return was that Linmar caught that ball in the air and got a little return yardage on it.
Actually going to mark it at the 48-yard line in Jayhawk territory. First down for Linmar. Out of the pistol is Orr. Inside handoff to Hess, moving forward across inside the 45 and down to the 44-yard line. Dostal, Robert Dostal, 5'10", 230-pound junior, makes the stop. As Hess will go for about four. And it'll be a second down and six as we come maybe to the final play of the third quarter. And a very even Steven game here so far. Linmar up six. Low snap, dug out, or little middle screen. Caught again at the 45, up 40. Martin to the 30-yard line. Kicks it outside to the 20-yard line. Foot races on. Trey Martin going for the corner. He's got it. Touchdown, Linmar. Another big offensive play. This one from 44 yards out.
I think you just called that scenario.
I think I did.
Plostradamus has got nothing on you.
44 yards. And then again, a Paul James screen.
Well, when you get the ball to your playmaker, in this case, Alex Hess, out in space with one-on-one coverage, and then let him do his magic. The way he can see the field, the way he instinctively knows to cut back against the grain and cause the pursuit angles to have to change defensively. I mean, it's just great fundamental football.
Now, we did have a penalty. And they're going to go for two, it looks like here, Jeff says. And Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sidelines, and you've got the explanation. What happened What happened after? Were there some extracurriculars?
Yeah, we had two penalties on the play. One was a late hit, and then there was a little fracas after that, all the way on the other side over after the touchdown. So two unsportsmanlike penalties on Jefferson after the score.
And Lindmar is going to go for two. And they're going to select to put it on the right hash mark. And, well, let's see here.
Well,
if there were two, well, now they want to move it.
Now they're moving over to the left hash mark. And this is not a mark off. Those will be taken care of on the ensuing kick. This is still a 3-yard attempt from the left hash mark on the PAT. They're going for two.
Three receivers to the right side. Orr in the shotgun, gets a snap, rolls to the right, throws, and it's incomplete, broken up by Thompson. Who else?
Yep,
they read it beautifully.
Could have very easily intercepted that, but this is an untimed down, and even had he picked that off and run it the full length of the field, it would not have counted for Jefferson.
College it would.
Yes, it would.
As Jefferson now finds themselves down 26-14. As Lindmar gets two quick scores within a span of 1 minute and 55 seconds. And it's been the Lindmar big plays that have been the difference in this football game tonight.
Yeah, they've been clutch. They've been on, I believe, third down or fourth down plays in each case. And the execution has been outstanding. So Paul James got to feel good about his play calling tonight. And he's got to feel good about the execution of his team.
Lindmar will kick it away. Austin Brenning will tee it up. And they will have the two penalties now enforced, or at least the one. It was a personal foul penalty against Jefferson.
I don't think you can do both of them.
So there it is, and I'm sure Burning is just going to pick somewhere in the end zone and try to hit it, or beyond the end zone, I should say, and hit it.
Wind has decreased substantially here in this second half.
Yeah, it really has. Very nice night.
Perfect night for prep football. Really couldn't have dialed up a better one. Getting ready
to kick off. So here's Brenning getting ready to kick it away. And like we said, it's going to go into the end zone and out of the end zone. And Jefferson will have it at the 20-yard line with 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Well, if you're Jefferson offensively, I mean, what do you do? You've gone to your second ace in the hole, which is Jake Thompson, and he got you everything he could on that last touchdown. But with their inability to pass the ball, and that's not a knock on the Jackson Snyder, the quarterback for Jefferson. It's just the tremendous job of defensive coverage that Lindmar has done. I mean, where do you go, Scott? Who do you go to and what do you do?
Robinson, the lone setback for the Jayhawks. They're going to go with the two tight end look here. Send a man in motion from left to right. Long count and a busted play, and Snyder's in trouble and twisted down. Jackson Snyder. Luke Holmes has had a nice night tonight. Will take us to the end of the third quarter on a loss of about three. As we are at the end of the third quarter, Lindmar 26, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 14. We'll come back with quarter number four in a minute. You're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Welcome back to Linmar Stadium as we get ready to open the fourth quarter. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss with you. What a night for Linmar quarterback Marcus Orr. He has been terrific. Three touchdown passes, 220 yards of passing tonight for Orr.
He's just been tremendous, and he was last week when we saw him too. He just wasn't able to get his receivers to help him out, but tonight that's been a different story. And I think Adrian Arrington, the receivers coach, has got to be very happy as well with the progress his wideouts have had tonight.
Get you the stats through three here in a moment. Second down and 13 to start the fourth quarter. Snyder, a little flare out of the backfield. Thompson with the catch, a stiff arm on the right side, and then tossed down. Staying with the play over there and coming up and making the tackle there for Linmar. Might have been Drew Strotman. And it's going to be no gain that time out of the backfield for Thompson. So Jefferson's without their starting tailback. They're now without their his quarterback coming in. They're now without their starting tailback. And the injuries continue to mount for the Jayhawks.
Well, and that's a tough combination of negatives when you've only got 30 guys dressed to start the game.
Third down, 13. Wide side of the field to the left. Off the fake, Jackson Snyder to throw. Now flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run to the 20. Angling to the near side, 25. Stiff arm, 30. He's got a first down. Nice run before Holmes brought him down. Good run of about 18 right there for Jackson Snyder.
Well, it really was. He dropped back in that nice little tucked curl zone back in there and then just decided, you know what? I'm going to tuck this ball under and I'm going to run as hard as I can. I can see where that first down marker is, and I'm going to get about a foot beyond it.
Through three quarters, 296 total yards for Linmar to 115 for Jefferson. First down from the 34-yard line. Three receivers all to the right side, one to the left. Here's the option. Pitch out to Thompson to the corner to the 35, up the numbers, lowers the shoulder, and gets to about the 40-yard line on a gain of six. As Snyder got dumped there by A.J. Frost, but got that pitch out.
Well, Snyder's run the ball enough on that option tonight that they have to respect him and send one of their guys up to play him. But he's got to be careful on that pitch relationship that he doesn't have that be a forward lateral.
It was close. Hawkins and Jameer Robinson out to the left side for the Jayhawks. One receiver to the right. On second down and four, and movement up front on Jefferson. That'll cost him five. And you hate to say it, but you're seeing, and give Linmar a lot of credit, but you're seeing the Jefferson depth come up and biting them right now.
No doubt about it. And the defense for Linmar just playing with so much confidence because they know Jefferson's not going to give up in a deep threat.
Snyder running the option. Now he's going to throw the out. Kind of a lateral to Robinson. Makes the catch at about the 35 and twisted out of bounds at the 37. That might have been a long handoff, a pass handoff.
Well, he's very fortunate that that was received and taken upfield for some positive yardage. Still brings up a third and seven from Jefferson's own 37.
It is third and seven.
Third down for the Jayhawks. As fourth quarter continues to wind. So we're down to 9:38 to play in the ball game. 26-14 in favor of Linmar. Shotgun snap to Snyder. Throws near sideline. Leaping catch made to Monte Hawkins. And he's got the first down on a nice out for eight.
Yep, and that will be a yard beyond the chains, and a nice first down to keep this drive going for Jefferson. Jackson Snyder showing a little bit more confidence and poise back there, able to look downfield and spot his receivers that are getting a little bit of cushion now.
moves the chains, and a first down for the Jayhawks. 26-14 Linmar here in the fourth. Clock stop, 9:34 to play. Jefferson needing points right here. Robinson out in the slot to the right side. Hawkins receiver to the left. Thompson will be the lone setback. They'll run the option. Snyder in to keeper. 50 to Linmar, 45, and tossed down as he gets to about the line 43 by Luke Holmes.
And that'll be another first down for Jefferson.
That's a gain of 13. 15th first down tonight for the Jayhawks.
Yep, into Linmar territory now. Jackson Snyder starting to feel a little more confident out there.
Gain of 13 up to the 43-yard line. Again, three receivers, two to the right. One setback, pistol formation, eight on the play clock. Three-man front for Linmar, high snap, Snyder brings it down, loops the left side, Hawkins out there and overshot him, and a penalty flag is down.
I'm not sure this won't be offensive pass interference, Scott.
Well, if we give Jeff a whistle, he can make the call. And they're going to get offense or defensive pass interference. Might have been something we did not see right there. And Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sideline. You were right. They were jarring right in front of you.
Yeah, it was a hold is what it's going to be called. It grabbed him up around the collar, I think, is what the official's saying. So it is going to be a hold on the defense and a new set of downs for Jefferson. And they just keep marching here, trying to put more points on the board.
Yep.
Well, this is what Chris Busing is asking of his young team, is to just, whatever the situation is, keep swinging and punching and fighting and scratching and clawing. And that's what the Jayhawks are doing.
Kyron Ligon, he's been quiet tonight. Out to the right side. Robinson in the slot to the right side. Thompson, right hip of Snyder. Calling signals, gets a snap. Going to lob it off to Thompson in the backfield. Tries to get outside and caught from behind by Holmes after a loss of a couple at the 35-yard line. And a go for a loss of two right there. Holmes has been all over the place. Second down and 12 as Frost goes out. Reese Rowling coming in now for Linmar. Second and 12. 8.5 to play here in the ball game. Tight end right side for Jefferson. Snyder in the pistol once again. Calling signals. Long count. Hands it off to Thompson. Spins his way off the pile to the 20. A stiff arm and then brought down as he gets inside the 30, I beg your pardon, and down to about the 27-yard line. First guy has not brought down Jake Thompson tonight. Running hard.
Jefferson running their version of the hurry-up offense now.
Third down, long four from the Linmar 27. Shotgun snap, off the fake, throwing the flat, Robinson. Nice cut inside, 25 to the 20, angling to the sideline and out of bounds as he gets to the Linmar 17-yard line. And another third down conversion for Jefferson.
Nice move off of the reception there to juke a defender for Linmar. And then pick up that first down the Linmar sideline.
First down at the 17-yard line. As that one, Jamari Robinson looking good. He'll go in the slot right side this time. Thompson, the lone setback. From the red zone, first down at the 17-yard line. Shotgun snap, short drop. Snyder looks left, rolls right, throws in the flat, and underthrew his man, and probably a good thing, or that would have been picked off. And it'll be second down and 10. As out there defensively for Linmar, Drew Strotman, the 5'11", 160-pound senior D-back. Snyder knew better that time. So it's second and 10. 26-14 Linmar. Jefferson on the move, though. Second and 10 at the Linmar 17-yard line. Thompson on the left hip of Snyder in the pistol. Gets the high snap. Going to run the option. Going to keep it. Brought down. Beautiful defensive play in there for Linmar. And coming up and making it was Cam Walker.
Linmar's seen that option keep by the quarterback, Snyder, so many times tonight. they're really starting to feel comfortable reading it.
He plays that joker position.
Awesome. Two on the play.
So it'll be third down, a little more than 12.
It is third and 13.
That would be Paul James' terminology for the position on defense.
That's right. Third down, long 12. Down to three in the play clock. Here comes the blitz. Snyder, his version of the inside screen. Liggins starts right, comes back to the left, breaking tackles, and Chiron down to about the 16 with a flag down. Back in the backfield where Snyder got rid of it, it's going to be a hold on Jefferson.
Yeah, and it was deep, too. So they marched that off 10 yards back from where it's at right now at the 26-yard line. This is going to bring up a third and forever.
Ryan Grady in there in that offensive line. Madsen in there in that offensive line right now for Jefferson. Myers also in there. Jacob Bean.
With the penalty.
Third and just less than 30.
What do you call? I know you're a defensive guy.
Third and 28, that's nobody's favorite call, let me tell you. Screen or draw, I guess.
One setback, we'll see what happens. On third down and a country mile. Jayhawks knee just inside the 8-yard line. And movement. And it's going to be a false start against Jefferson.
Illegal procedure against Jefferson.
And that is the 10th Jefferson penalty tonight.
Well, and several of those have been procedures, which in the week three, just you can't have those if you're going to get your first win.
Wash and Jeff in the annual next Friday night. We'll have it for you here on KGYM. Kennedy and Prairie both might be stinging a little bit as they meet on Thursday of next week. As both getting stung tonight by Central Iowa Powers. Third down, and now it's 35-ish. Snyder to throw. He's under pressure. Sidesteps a couple. Throws down the left sideline into double coverage. Tipped and incomplete as he tried to get it to Drake Kearns. And it's fourth down. And this is a tough call with 6:02 to play. You almost have to go for it because you're down 26-14, but are you really going to make it?
Fourth and 33. Let's send in some Vegas odds on this.
Jacob Cross is coming in. We have not seen Ezekiah Liggins in the second half, and he's, in fact, sitting on top of the bench on the far side. Still dressed. I guess the good news is it's not as bad as I think people may have anticipated. Down to one, and they didn't get the play off. Another Jefferson penalty.
Well, fourth and 38 now.
You might. Well, I don't know what you do here. Maybe a hook and ladder. Maybe Jeff Moss has got to play. We'll see. Fourth down and a bunch. Snyder in trouble. Lehman chasing him, retreating, and he's just going to throw it away, and that's going to be grounding, would be my educated guess, and there comes the flag.
There was no receiver anywhere near that pass.
Going to be a loss of down, and Linmar is going to get it.
And some good field position.
Yes, they are. Jefferson had the ball on the 13-yard line.
Yep, they were inside the red zone trying to make this a game when the wheels came off, Scott. Plain and simple.
And it's going to be an incomplete pass and a penalty. Jefferson gives it up on downs. And now where is Linmar going to have it with 5:41 to play?
Well, their last possession started on the Jefferson 48. And that resulted in the Hess 44-yard screen pass for a touchdown. Now they're going to be starting shop at the Jefferson 29. Looking to drive the dagger home.
That was odd. Jefferson had the ball on the Linmar 13-yard line, and Linmar is going to take over after that set of downs at the 29.
Without a punt.
Counter give to Hess coming off the left side and twisted down after a short gain of about a yard. Kenny Moore in there, the linebacker. And also Titan Myers making the stop for Jefferson.
A tackle by Kenneth Moore.
And that'll be a pickup of one. And Paul James just wants to a heavy dose of ground attack here. Going to that tempo worked for Linmar. And the three big plays and a great night for Marcus Orr. Coming up on 5 minutes remaining, down to five in the play clock. Blitz coming. And back to throw is Orr, flushed out of the pocket, going to throw up field into the end zone, and a penalty flag is down as Rouse made contact with Fernandez. And it's going to be defensive pass interference.
That was not actually intentional interference, but he just got caught up in the wash on the change of direction by the receiver and
had his head pointed at the receiver.
Was not looking for the ball. And it just looked as though he was trying to screen him off. So it's the correct call, although Fernandez would tell you that he didn't really have any malintentions.
Going to be half the distance, so it's going to be a 14-yard penalty. And Linmar's 17th first down.
Well, Linmar getting a lot of help right now from the Jayhawks.
So Rodnick and Rouse to the left side. 4:55 to play here in our ball game. We'll have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game introduced to you afterwards, and I think we're going to get another Jefferson penalty.
Yep, put another 5 yards for encroachment in there for the Jayhawks.
I think that's a baker's dozen now. 13 penalties on Jefferson.
With the penalty, it is first and five at the nine.
Busy day here tomorrow in Linmar. They got the Linmar Volleyball Invitational. They've got the Linmar swimming meet tomorrow.
Have fun parking out here for that, folks.
Half the distance, first and five at the nine of the Jayhawks. And the inside handoff. Hess breaks a tackle, and he's in for the touchdown. Hit at the point of attack, just broke the tackle and tug it in from 9 yards out, and that will salt it away for the Linmar Lions tonight.
Last three possessions for Linmar have all yielded touchdowns, and that will be the fourth touchdown of the night for Mr. Alex Hess. He has scored their last four touchdowns.
That is correct. That one, he takes it in from 9 yards out. They're going to try the extra point. Left-footed kicker, Brenning. Good snap, placed down. The kick is up and good, but we've got penalty flags here. And it's going to be against Linmar. Legal substitution against the Lions. You have 12 out there, John?
Well, I'm guessing that's the case.
That would be 12. And they'll back up 5 yards for the extra point try. So Linmar putting this away here in the second half after leading 14-7 at halftime. And the extra point up and good. 5 yards did not matter. 4:49 to play in the ball game, and our new score is Linmar 33, Jefferson 14. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Bring your family to the Sweet Rides for Charity car and bike shows September 8th from 8 to 3 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. There'll be lots of cool rides, plus food and drinks, and a live auction and raffle benefiting the Eastern Iowa Honor Flight and Mission of Hope.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
We've been through a lot together. Weathered storms, shared sunny days, survived puppy training, and welcomed family for the best celebrations.
Surprise!
Now you've given me this new makeover. It sure makes me feel appreciated. I'm such a lucky house.
Your house gives you so much. Give it new life with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jamari Robinson will drop back for the Jayhawks along with DeMonte Hawkins. It was a 14-14 game at one point, but Linmar scored on three straight possessions to put it away at 33-14. Ball goes through the hands of Robinson, but it will go into the end zone for a touchback. That's an automatic touchback in high school football. Well, you made a good point during our break, John, that I did not.
When the game's out of hand, I think about odd things, Scott. Linmar is going to entertain on their home field next Friday night the Jayhawks again. No, not these Jefferson Jayhawks, the Urbandale Jayhawks.
And I will go out on a limb and say the first ever meeting between Urbandale and Linmar will occur next week. First down, Jefferson Jayhawks at the 20-yard line. Snyder staying in there at the quarterback spot. He'll get the snap, and he'll hand it off to Thompson. Busts through and gets about five to about the 25-yard line. Been impressed with Thompson. If there's been a bright spot tonight for Jefferson, I think it's been Jacob Thompson, 6'1", 210 junior.
Yeah, and on both sides of the ball as well.
Gabe Coyle will come in with the play. Jefferson will get ready for Wash next week. Final non-district week of 4A football coming up, but they do all count this
year. That's
right.
Then we're going to be able to start talking RPI.
Oh, that'll be fun. Second down and five. Penalty flag will blow this play dead.
Procedure. So that'll be, is that the 14th penalty now on Jefferson?
Penalty.
You know, there's been some progress tonight by Chris Busing and his young Jefferson team, which is challenged with the numbers. And by that, I mean they don't have a turnover tonight, which that's a positive for Jefferson. But 14 penalties, that's going to be a little hard for Chris Busing to swallow.
Second down, back to 10. Clock running, 3:50 to play here in the ballgame. Jamari Robinson on the right hip of Jackson Snyder. And Snyder coming to the right. That might have been a busted play, but he'll keep it. Trying to kick it to the outside. Struggling to the sideline.
Jackson Snyder.
And Snyder will take it for about, well, where are they going to mark it? At the 25-yard line. He'll go for about five.
I dare say Jackson Snyder has grown a great deal in this game tonight. In fact, he's looking so much more comfortable out there in this fourth quarter than he did to start the game. That I think if he ends up being your starter next week against Washington, that could produce some good results.
12 carries, 32 yards tonight. Haven't been able to get it going passing tonight, though. Third down, long five from just outside the 25-yard line. Four on the play clock, down to two, and they got it off. Inside handoff, Robinson starts left, darts to the right, spinning toward that first down marker, but going to be short by about a yard. He's going to pick up four. And that'll make it fourth and one with 3:20 to play. And Jefferson saying here, might as well go for it. Down 33-14. Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard comes up after this. New quarterback warming up for Linmar. If the Lions get back in there. Fourth and one. Snyder on the trap to the fullback, hands it off. Thompson will take it for a first down. As Thompson will go for three. Four out of four tonight for Jefferson on fourth down tries.
That's a positive.
There you go. Going to talk to Paul James after the ball game. As he will get his first win of the year for Linmar. And his third as a Lion coach. First and 10, Jefferson at the 32-yard line. Snyder on the keeper, fakes, breaks a tackle, 35, 40, up the middle of the field, 45. Good cutback at the 50. Down the far sideline to the 30, 25, and out of bounds.
Oh,
and got hit right at the sideline. Jayhawks wanted a late hit and didn't get it. Good run, though.
Good instincts there. Jackson Snyder showing a little bit of vision of the field himself.
Goes for 46. It is first and 10. Down to the Linmar 22-yard line. Hawkins split wide to the right side here. 33-14 Linmar with 2:19 to play here in the ballgame. Jamari Robinson on the left hip of Snyder calling signals. He'll run that option. Late pitch behind Robinson. He'll go back and fall on it. Back at about the 30-yard line.
Didn't quite have the pitch relationship there with Robinson that he wanted to have.
You were talking about that a lot tonight.
Well, that's a difficult thing to do. The triple option running attack is always a risk-reward sort of an offense, Scott. And, you know, how many times have we seen teams that at least once a game, if they hang their hat on that type of offense, there will be a problem with the pitch back to the pitchman.
Minute 40 to play, second down and 18. For Jefferson, four in the play clock. They take it down, and another penalty.
Another procedure penalty. Illegal procedure. My goodness.
Well, they're all, most of these are fixable. We'll say that. But it's a sign when you get into the depth situation that when you get tired, it's just tougher.
Well, when you get tired, Scott, there's a lot of things that work against you, and one of them is that the mental fatigue is just as severe and noticeable as the physical fatigue.
Second down, back at about the 35-yard line, and it's going to be a delay of game now. With a minute 5 to play here in the ballgame.
Man, Jefferson's closer to 20 penalties on the night than 10.
They're inching their way that way. Receivers, two to the right and one to the left. Snyder's pass deflected at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. Gabe Guerrero, 5'10", 190-pound junior linebacker came in. Second teamer knocked it down.
Well, that's not an easy thing to do with Jackson Snyder either. He's a 6'4 quarterback. Got some nice long arms. He's got good field vision. So for you to get your hand up and bat that down, I mean, that's a good job on defensive line part.
Absolutely. So third down and a bunch. They go from third and 38 last trip to third down. It's only 28 this time. Feels like a win. Snyder, there's a delay draw for Jefferson. Robinson stumbles his way inside the 35 and down to about the 33-yard line. So he'll go for about 7. And that will bring up a fourth down. Clock under a minute to play here in the ballgame.
Well, this could very possibly be the final play. Fourth down for Jefferson. Fourth and 22 at Linmar's 34. As we're going under 30 seconds and counting.
Fourth down play coming up for Jefferson. Ashton Schulte into the ball game out to the right side. Snyder in the shotgun to throw. Throws in the left flat. And the catch made with a knee down by Hawkins.
But that will stop the clock on the change of possession.
Hawkins will get 7 on his third catch of the night, but well short of the first down. Jayhawks have owned time of possession and have had nothing to show for it. And Linmar will probably take one knee and we'll wrap up shop for this one tonight.
Well, Linmar happy to be home tonight and get their first win. This is going to be a nice celebration here for the Lion football team and their fans that have stuck around. Just a beautiful night to be a Linmar Lion tonight.
A beautiful night here in Linmar Stadium. One kneel, and that should do it. New quarterback, Carter Acrea. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Now in at quarterback number 4, Carter Acrea.
Acrea.
Carter Acrea. Mr. Dierlin says Acrea.
And the handoff to the left side. One final play, and that will go to Tanner Frank. No, Williams, I believe it was. No, it was Frank. I was correct on that one, and that's going to do it for the ball game. And Linmar gets their first victory of the year. Final score tonight, Linmar 33 and the Jefferson Jayhawks 14. We'll take a break, 1 minute break, come back and have the post game from Linmar Stadium after this. You're listening to High School Football here on KGYM.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Yeah. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Well, now he's going over to see his team.
All right, we'll get Paul back with Jeff as soon as he talks with the victorious Lions as we're back at Linmar Stadium. Scott Unash, John Haggerty, Jeff Moss with you as Linmar gets the victory tonight, 33-14 over the Jefferson Jayhawks. Strong second half. Linmar, big plays. Offense went tempo. They got Jefferson tired in that second half, and as you should when you had that advantage, they took advantage of it.
Well, they really did. They've got more players. They've got more platooning, and that was ultimately, I think, what did him in. But let's also throw out a bone to Paul James's play calling tonight. I thought Paul did a masterful job of mixing his tried-and-true plays out of the eye with tight ends and fullback, as well as some of the newer plays that, you know, we just see today. This was one of Paul James' masterpiece games to me.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job, especially in that second half, and Linmar gets their first win to go to 1-2 on the year. And get ready for Urbandale. Certainly a winnable game, you would think, coming up next week. Urbandale making the two-hour trip over here to Linmar Stadium.
Well, it's got to feel good to have home cooking. And nothing gives you a shot in the arm like having a win where you put up 33 points on the board. You know, four of the last five possessions, they scored touchdowns. And that just shows they got stronger as the game went on. I feel like they've got an offensive identity now. Last week when they played Linmar and we called that game, or excuse me, when they played Kennedy and they played that game, didn't really feel like they had that offensive identity, but they found it tonight.
Yeah, they did. And we'll get to the stats coming up. Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard with Jeff Downing is coming up as well. We will have that for you. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game as well. And Marcus Orr, we said when the receivers started holding on to the footballs, his numbers were going to shoot up, and boy, did they tonight.
He is an extremely accurate throwing quarterback. And he's so comfortable back there. Every time he goes back, whether it's a drop back into the pocket, whether it's a rollout, sprint out, he just feels comfortable. And another thing, Scott, besides his arm, he sees the field well. I don't know how many times tonight he looked off the primary receiver and went to a secondary or even a third receiver and delivered the ball, and the receivers took care of business for him tonight. So big progress from week two to week three. And Paul James and his staff have got to feel very, very good about what Marcus Orr is bringing to this offense.
Huddle still going on down there. We'll talk to Paul James as soon as it clears out after the win tonight by the Linmar Lions, 33-14. Jefferson will get ready to take on Wash next week at Kingston on Friday night. And Linmar will get ready to host Urbandale here at Linmar Stadium next Friday night, as the Lions are getting ready to head to the locker room here. As soon as they do, we'll corral head coach Paul James downstairs with Jeff Moss and get a word with the Linmar head coach after this 33-14 win. Third one of his Linmar career after so many on the southeast side with the Washington Warriors. Linmar's going to they're gonna savor this one for a little bit here. They're 1-0 in the charcoal uniforms, by the way.
Anthracite, please.
In the anthracite uniforms. I knew you were, with all those years of science, you were not going to, you were going to bail me out.
Yes, anthracite is a type of coal, not to be confused with bituminous.
There you go. Well, maybe the bituminous uniforms are coming, so we'll see how that plays out.
If they do, I just hope that they have light-colored numbers.
All right. We're going to get Paul James coming over here in just a moment as handshakes all around with his Washington Warriors as the
This
Linmar Lions.
It's okay. We got a lot of years of that between us.
I said Washington earlier, and then that screwed the whole thing up. All right. Let's go down to Jeff with Paul James.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Coach, great win tonight. Tied up there, 14-14 in the third quarter. And just like you said at halftime, you wanted to see your offensive line really get off the ball. They did. They opened up some holes. Hess took care of it, and your offensive line and your offense really took care of things from there.
Yeah, I was happy with the way those things went. We moved it down. I would have liked to see a score there right after half, but we kind of stalled out there. But then we spread things out and were able to actually run the ball when we're in a passing set. And so all that's good, and I'm just happy for the kids to get a win under their belt, you know, and just keep moving from here.
Talk about, you know, as this game went on, how your team continues to grow this year from week one to where you are heading into week number four, just how much this group's already grown this year.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we do quite a number of different things offensively, and you know, they're picking up on those and understanding and executing better and better each week. And the defense has been strong from the get-go. And tonight we got some things going in the kicking game, a few mistakes along the way, but we'll get those worked out. And that's what you got to focus on, is getting better every time you step on a field, whether it's practice or game.
You'll enjoy this one here tonight, and then get ready to be back at home again next Friday. Urbandale comes to town. They'll make the long trip over.
Yeah, I haven't looked at them on tape, so I don't know anything about them. I just know that the head coach is a former Cedar Falls grad like myself, and actually his dad was my line coach in sophomore football. So
a lot on the line next Friday night. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, Paul James, head coach of the Linmar Lions, as they get the victory of the year, 33-14.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Good work tonight on the sidelines down there. And thanks to Paul James for joining us. Let's take a look at the final numbers in this one. First of all, total yardage tonight. Linmar, 311 total yards to 257 for the Jefferson Jayhawks tonight. For Linmar, 220 through the air, 91 on the ground. Marcus Orr was terrific, 14 of 18 unofficially, 220 yards, 3 touchdowns tonight. Through one of those to Alex Hess, Trey Martin on a 44-yarder, Brandon Rouse on a 77-yarder tonight, and he spread the wealth, hit 8 different receivers in the ball game tonight. That is keeping everybody happy in your offensive huddle. On the ground, Alex Hess, 19 carries, 74 yards. He had 2 touchdowns tonight. Coy Sarsfield carried it 4 times for 17 yards. Thomas, 1 carry for 3. Frank carried it 1 time for 3 as well. Linmar with 18 first downs in the ball game, 6 penalties in the ball game for 53 yards. Lions had 3 sacks all in the second half. They did turn it over twice on fumbles, and they both led to Jefferson scores. For the Jayhawks tonight, ended up with 257 yards all together, 233 on the ground, 24 only through the air tonight. Jackson Snyder was 6 of 20 for 24 yards in the ball game. 3 catches for DeMonte Hawkins and 1 apiece for Coyle Thompson and Jamari Robinson. On the ground, Jefferson led by Jackson Snyder, 14 carries, 70 yards. Ezekiel Leggins, before the injury, 13 carries for 44 yards. I beg your pardon, Thompson leading Jefferson with 10 carries and 71 yards. Snyder with 70 yards on the night. Jamari Robinson carried it 9 times for 38 yards in the ball game. Jefferson with 19 first downs, but one sack. And I have to have a moment to add these up here, John. 16 penalties in the ball game tonight for Jefferson for a total of 114 yards in penalties tonight. Third down conversions, Jefferson was 5 of 16. Linmar was unofficially 4 of 7. Jefferson was 4 for 4 on fourth down, while Linmar was 0 for 1. And time of possession, Jefferson held it 14 more minutes than Linmar did in this game. Exactly 31 minutes of possession for Jefferson to 17 minutes in the ballgame for Linmar tonight. So go figure that.
Love that stat. Sometimes it tells the whole story, and sometimes it doesn't mean hooey.
No. And some very good individual performances tonight, both offensively and defensively tonight. Luke Holmes was really good.
Great night on defense for Holmes.
Defensively tonight. But to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game, I think this may have been the Marcus Orr coming out party as a quarterback tonight.
Well, he's just gotten so much better with each passing week, and he is, folks, a tremendous passer. His accuracy is phenomenal for a high school quarterback. And when you consider that he throws on the run a great deal of the time, very seldom is he back in the pocket just looking downfield. And it's not that he is got one receiver in mind. Tonight, numerous times he looked off the primary receiver and dumped it off to somebody that was not the intended receiver.
Marcus Orr, Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game here tonight as Linmar gets the victory over the Jefferson Jayhawks by a score of 33-14. Linmar now 1-2 on the season, while the Jayhawks fall to 0-3. And this game, two things really changed it up. Number one, the injury to Ezekiel Leggins. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. Although Jacob Thompson came in, did a really, really nice job. Jefferson running game really didn't miss a beat. They just changed things up a little bit with their personnel that they had coming in. But when Linmar went tempo, this thing really changed, and I thought Linmar got that offense going and put Jefferson back on their heels a little bit and got them tired.
He really did. Showed in the fourth quarter especially, as the last three possessions for Linmar were all touchdowns that Alex Hess ran in either via a pass or the run. And, you know, you feel for Jefferson because they only dressed 30 guys tonight, and a couple of them got lost right away, especially Leggins, their big go-to guy. So, you know, it's a battle of attrition for them. But, you know, kudos to Linmar. They did what they had to do. They had about twice as many guys dressed tonight, and so they could platoon a little bit more. They were fresh, and they used it to their advantage.
Yep, and Linmar will get ready for Urbandale coming up next week. Well, we got two next week, Prairie and Kennedy, and a little of the luster may be taken off of that game a little bit because both sounds like they were going down tonight to Central Iowa Metro teams. Mm-hmm. As Waukee was leading Prairie big over at John Wall, and Kennedy was down by three touchdowns at halftime.
Sounds like both teams are going to be struggling to do some things with their defense. Can't be happy about the number of points that they both gave up. So, yeah, it's going to be a great game, though, because I think they're two evenly matched teams.
Prairie and Kennedy coming up next Thursday night for you. That will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And then we've got Solon at Assumption on 106.3 FM coming your way next Thursday night from Brady Street Stadium.
Brady Street.
In Davenport. So that'll be a lot of fun as Zach and Gary will make the trip over to the Quad Cities. And then Friday night, Wash Jeff, the annual. We'll have that for you from Kingston Stadium coming your way. And that will be next Friday night right here on KGYM. And we're going to get ready for the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. And I think when they got 33-14, my antenna folks went home.
Thank you very much.
We got through her tonight without too much problem. But appreciate Jackson's work back in the studio. Thank you very much to him. Destiny as well with our South Gym and North Gym game tonight between Solon and Marion. We'll get all the scores from those games as well as the others from Eastern Iowa here with Jeff in just a little bit. John, we'll see you next Thursday night at the Old Gray Lady.
Yep, great job again tonight, Scott. My pleasure as always.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Dave Brown, Tanya Moe, everybody here at Linmar for all the hot help and hospitality. Big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. For Jeff Moss, for John Haggerty, Scott Unash saying so long from Linmar Stadium here on the north edge of Marion, and our final score of this Class 4A Metro non-district game tonight, the Linmar Lions 33, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 14. This has been a sports presentation to KGYM, and so long from Linmar Stadium.
Hey, Golic, if I were to throw the lines open